We apologize that we are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please hold, and your call will be transferred. Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Hey, everyone. We're trying to call targets right now. Can you hear me, Joe? Okay, because it's weird. I can't hear myself. I have this thing I'm going to buy to, like, fix this whole headphone problem. It's, like, made for this, apparently. I know you're excited.
Are we on video still?
No, we're just done on the stream. And there are 13 people listening. We lost everyone.
That's okay.
Yeah, I guess Target's hopeless.
Fuck Target.
Yeah, fuck Target.
They don't even carry things that I want to know. I mean, have.
That you need.
That I need.
When the thing is in the thing. Or
when the thing is happening and I need things to go in the thing, okay?
I hate that.
Are we on Cacti Radio?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big old butt.
Are you calling Target again?
A different one.
Okay.
Joe's using Windows.
Take a picture.
Evil Gold's using Windows, everybody.
My camera, we're within reach. It's okay, I'm just kidding. As long as we have the memory, Evie, that's all that matters. Yeah, I think Target's usually closed at 9 or something. What is it there, like 3 hours earlier or two?
I have no idea.
It's two or three, maybe. Aw. So what I want to do, well, like, first of all, what I do, this one's more realistic. I want to, like, start exiting through fire doors and setting off alarms and, like, videotaping it or audioing it or something.
Wait, what?
I want to start going through fire exits, like at Targets. You know, Target always has the red doors everywhere, and, you know, if you go through this door, you will set off an alarm.
Uh-huh.
Is that illegal?
To set off an alarm?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going through the door.
You're just going through the door?
Oh, you call them and ask them.
Well, yeah, I was going to see what they said about that and something else, but no, what do you think about that? Is that, like, equivalent to setting off a fire alarm in a store, going through their emergency exit door? Or is that just going through a door that I'm not supposed to go through? And they'll just get mad at me.
Well,
like, are they going to get mad at me or are they going to arrest
me?
Like,
at the mall, those doors just say that. They don't actually have an alarm.
Yeah, but at Target they do, because I've set those off before.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Like, I just know the ones at the mall they've been to go.
Yeah. But the thing I'm wondering is, am I going to get in trouble for it, or are they just going to get mad at me?
I think it's something you could play dummy mode if you're getting in
trouble. But is it illegal?
Yeah.
Could I just say, haha, I just went through your door, and there's nothing you can do about it? I should try that on one of them at least, because I want to do it at a bunch of them.
And you're going to video it?
Yeah.
Like from your hat?
No, like, I have a shirt on, like a button-down shirt. I put this on the pocket, and there's the camera.
Okay.
So, you know, straight in front of me, video.
Yeah.
That'll work, right?
What's wrong with you, Joe?
I just want to see reactions.
Do you have any ibuprofen for him?
Probably. I have different things. You want to come down and look? All right. Here, we'll go.
Do you have any Tylenol 3?
I have extra strength Tylenol, 500 milligrams.
No, like Tylenol with codeine.
Yeah, no, I don't have that. I'm just call in Vios. We're awaiting your call.
Are we on air?
Oh, we are, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
why? All right, guys.
14 people. It's up one from last time we looked.
Call in. And we're on Ustream. And how many people do we have on Ustream?
Hello. Hello.
What's up?
I wasn't even on.
None? You don't have.
What'd you do to my mic, Joe?
You don't have any earphones.
Well, I know, but yours is off.
Mine's on.
Okay. Hello.
Can you hear me through the earphones?
No, I can hear me.
Yeah, I turned mine off. I'm not didn't talk much.
What'd you do to my microphone?
So this is a solo show.
You're doing good. What's wrong?
Oh, I could hear that.
Oh my god, I can hear myself.
Oh, here we are.
Holy shit. High five.
Yes! Over the beers.
Oh, Gunner. You're not Dio's.
Oh. Am I supposed to be Dio's?
Yes, please pretend.
Okay. Hey, it's Dio's.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh.
You were the one who wanted to make the call, right?
No. No, you just said, we're going back on air, and I said,
right.
Oh, cool.
Well, you were supposed to pretend like you were Dio's, and he said that he would make a prank call, so you have
okay.
to continue to pretend that you're Dio's and make a call.
Okay, I like little boys.
Okay, that's what you're going to make someone at Walmart say.
I guess I should make a phone call to somebody, then.
They're going to say what?
They're going to say exactly what you said, which is, I like little boys.
Okay.
Okay? And you can't say it.
Okay.
But you could maybe say it one word at a time and make them repeat you, but not all together.
Okay. Diaz approves.
What's a city in Washington?
I don't know. Seattle?
That's not fun. Tacoma. Tacoma.
Tacoma. Walla Walla.
Oh, it's too late.
Oh.
You lose.
Me?
Oh.
Oh.
I said Seattle.
Copy.
I did. I said it.
I was saying copy. I like a copy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Copy that.
10-4, Roger.
10-4, Roger that.
Thank you for calling the Walmart Tire and Lube Express.
Tire and Lube.
Get them to say lube instead. I just changed the rules.
Okay.
Poor Joe. He looks like Laugh Track Matt from last night.
Do you need more pot?
Laugh Track Matt. He's the guy that was on a lot. Matt, hello.
I think they're closed.
He was on Xanax.
Oh,
last
Tire and
night.
Lube may be closed.
Oh, that's
dun, dun, dun.
And by the end of the movie, he was just looking insane, like a homeless guy. It was so great. Remember that, Matt? He's probably gone by now.
Has everyone hung up?
I didn't hang up.
Oh, what's your name?
He's Gunner.
I'm Diaz.
No. Good job. You win a prize.
I'm Gunner.
You get pre-order Fun Losers of America book.
Oh yeah, totally.
That's
I'm not ordering it, but that's yesterday. Really kind gesture.
This is what Gunner did. He did this song. You were just a phone. Do you know this, Evie? Call away. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
On the show?
Now there's
no
one to prank call today.
Oh, I believe in Mildred. Monday. Anyways.
You didn't do the crying thing.
I don't even remember how I did it. It was like in the moment. I was in the moment, you know? I really missed her.
Yeah.
And I just hard for me to channel that. I had to have to go back and relive that horrible day that I found out 7 months after she died.
Oh, someone unknown is calling. Okay, here's another Walmart, I believe.
Thank you for calling Walmart. Service desk.
Hello. Do you have the tire service there?
Yes, but I think it's closed.
Oh, okay. Do you know if they do the tire and lube or just tire?
It's tire and lube, I believe.
Okay. Wait, I just lost.
But you said it.
I was trying to get you to say lube.
What, was that the word?
No, she said it, but you said it too.
I ruined it.
Oh, no.
Is that all?
No.
That's not all, lady. You win the prize.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you fucked that one up.
That's okay.
Are you ready for another one?
She's still there.
Okay. You won, lady.
I'm sorry. We're closed right now, so...
Sure you are. That's
why you're answering if you're closed.
The service desk is closed now.
Oh, ma'am. So is the store still open? Are people still allowed in?
The general store is open, yes.
Is it open all night?
Yes.
Oh. Because I want to find one that like closes at 12 so I can sneak in after hours and just hang out.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to poop on your face.
Thank you very much, bye.
Don't hang up.
That was beautiful.
I feel kind of... yeah.
So that's the other thing I want to do at Target. Like, they have a cleaning crew after they close at like 9 o'clock. You know, they close early. And there's a cleaning crew for an hour or two. I could hide out during a cleaning crew and hang out there all night. We should do it for real. You want to? And what do you think would happen if they caught us doing that?
Arrest us?
I mean, yeah, but it'd just be burglary, right?
But we didn't take anything.
Yeah, we didn't take anything. But breaking and entering.
Breaking and entering. That's pretty bad. My BFF
Rose. We'll just leave bail money with Joe.
Joe, will you bail us out? Sure. Do you want a microphone down there?
Don't drop it on him.
Is the guy playing guitar there?
Oh no, a PLA radio is starting.
Uh-oh.
What?
Stop it.
I don't know, stuff's just playing by itself.
I don't think anything's playing. I don't know.
Oh, it was. You just can't hear it.
Okay.
So, what's your name again?
Gunner.
Gunner.
Yeah.
Gunner, have you ever seen the movie by John Hughes called Career Opportunities?
No, I've never seen it. What is it? I don't know.
It stars that guy from that one movie by the weird guy.
The what guy?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stars in it.
John Travolta?
No, it's a different guy. He gets shot. I think his name might be Brad.
Brad? Okay, I don't know. I'll have to look on the
internet. He gets a job as a night cleanup man at Target.
Uh-huh.
So he gets to spend the whole night there. And the movie's all about his adventures inside Target while being a janitor.
I saw the previews for that.
Really?
I saw this movie with this pregnant chick. Uh-huh. And she's it's with Natalie Portman. And she has nowhere to go. And okay. So she breaks into the Kmart and she lives there for like a whole week.
Really? When did this come out?
I don't know. It came out a while ago.
I need to know about that. You should message it to me so I remember later. Tomorrow.
Okay. She's done so many movies though, it'd be hard to find it. But yeah, she plays this like pregnant chick and she like lives in Kmart.
You are.
Oh shit.
There, you don't feel so lonely on the camera.
Yeah, she was on Sesame Street. Okay.
What?
Natalie Portman was.
You need to get someone to say Sesame Street now.
She was on there after Lady Gaga was.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, wait.
You just acquired a moth.
Oh, look what that's did, opening the window. Not Lady Gaga, it was the other girl.
I don't know.
It really likes the blue light.
I think it's dead. I think you killed it.
It's going to start smelling. I'm going to shut the window.
No.
It's called Where the Heart Is.
Why? Nope, just can't.
Did you fart?
No. But I will if you do.
Sorry.
Are you watching us on Ustream as well?
Is there a Ustream? What? That's funny.
Go to
Cat Type. You just missed all of the dildos.
Oh my god.
Katy Perry, who's I'm thinking of.
With the dildos, is that what helped you?
Yeah. No, she was on Sesame Street. And it was controversial. Controversial.
What's the link?
What's the link? Phone show.
Well, you gotta send that thing to me about the Kmart lady.
And then he'll give you the link.
Okay, I got it. I think.
That's how it works.
I don't know. Here's the link.
I wear the pants here.
There.
In this relationship.
That's right.
That's it. It's called Where the Heart Is.
Okay, he sent it to you. Good look.
Good me?
Yeah. I'm wearing the pants in this relationship. And then you can send him the link for the...
Yeah.
For the dildos.
How did you send this to me?
I put it on Skype. Where do you want me to...
On that computer.
Oh my god. This is so complicated.
Alright, now...
We should turn off Ustream for a second.
Oh shit, where is it?
Nope, that's volume. Okay.
Oh!
Alright.
No, that's not it.
I got it.
You got it. What did you get?
I got an advertisement.
You got tampons?
Yes. Yes.
Is it for tampons or condoms?
Yes. No, there you are. Ah, there's an advertisement. Okay.
I do not know about this. I just started working here.
What?
I do not know about these things yet. I have not passed that level of training.
Oh my god, that was so good.
Oh my god, where's the thing? I've been there
before. I do not know about these tampons. That guy was crazy.
Oh, there it is. It was all lit up. You broke Skype, he says. Oh, wait, that's old.
I went to your show page, and I got an ad.
Where the heart is.
You got a what?
Hold on, there was an echo. Okay, I got an ad for Norton Antivirus, and it had David Hasselhoff.
Did it have a virus attached to it? Did you click on it?
Was he
sexy? No, it just said, it even says off to the side, it says, must the Hoff's hair. And it said, like, nobody beats the Hoff or something. And then it says, like, the Hoff, like, David Hasselhoff is going to protect your computer from viruses.
Can you send us a YouTube video of that?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, hurry up.
Pixar didn't happen.
Dude, Brad, what are you drunk yet?
No, I do not drink.
She's like, hang up. I can see her. She's like trying to whisper.
No, D-bag. No, she's talking about somebody else that's in the room.
Oh my god.
I think you can see his feet in the video.
Yeah, can you?
Maybe.
Let's pick up his feet and put him in front of the camera.
His underwear. Put it here. You go.
Does he smell bad or something? Or
no.
What?
He's just passed out on the floor.
Oh my god. He must have drank too much.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, that's it. Drink.
Drunk.
Drunk. That's it. What do you do to get drunk?
Drink.
Drink what?
Liquor.
Yes. Get him to say liquor.
What? Oh, I won. What do I win?
No. You were the guinea pig. I won.
Yeah. Quit trying to steal Evie's thunder.
I won panda. What?
You want a panda? Hey, I know where you can get some really good panda meat.
Where?
Hung Far Low.
Hung Far Low? I don't get it.
Yeah, look it up.
It's on the internet.
Here's the video.
Oh, wait. You go ahead.
Wait, you have a game to play.
Yeah, please send the video. I see the video.
Okay. It's David Hasselhoff.
We have to turn off
your... I'll stay with you.
What's the challenge?
Okay. Oh, get them to say a word.
Okay.
Get them to say the word help. Help.
Help?
Help.
Okay.
I need somebody.
If she says help, you win.
Okay.
You can't say help this time, okay?
I'm gonna win monies.
No, No, you win a prize.
Should I put on my Facebook that I'm going to win a prize?
No. Stop using Facebook.
Concentrate on the call.
I have to update like every 6 seconds. Seriously.
Stupid.
How do you spell seriously on the internet?
S-R-S-L-Y.
Gunner's so smart.
Thanks.
You're smart, Gunner.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I like your hat. It makes you look more like a douchebag.
Thanks. I'm gonna put my Bluetooth headset earpiece in.
Adorable homeless man.
Oh, Dios. Hey, Dios.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, nothing.
Hi, Dios.
What are you cleaning for?
No, I'm just making this clear. So that everyone can...
I think all the Walmarts have shut down in Hawaii.
Did they shut down?
You gotta call it 24
hours. Oh, crap. I just hung up on the wrong person. I think I hung up on everyone.
Thank you for calling the Walmart.
100 Walmarts. Hello?
Yes, Gunner?
Anyone on the air?
I'm still here, yeah.
All right.
I'm definitely still here.
Okay, so who do you want to call and what do you want to say?
Wait, you guys have to talk about a subject for 3 minutes.
Okay. Bathroom break.
Oh my god, hacked. I had my cell phone answered. I had Skype running on my computer, my laptop, and my cell phone, and it's not set, so it'll answer on any of those devices.
So
does that make sense?
Does it answer on all of the devices?
All I know is I hit answer on my desktop and my phone, and I could hear you guys talking, and I was like turning the volume up and down. I'm like, oh shit, you know? And then I could hear my like way in the corner of my phone. It answered there. I don't know, dude. Skype's kind of weird. Skype's just...
What operating system do you use?
Me? Well, I have a Windows computer and a Mac and a phone.
And that runs what OS? Yeah. Does your phone run?
Well, it's iPhone OS.
Okay.
Oh, she hates me.
How about you, Diaz?
No, I got a BlackBerry.
Oh, well, what about your computer?
Debian all the way, yo.
Oh, fuck yeah. I wish, I'm giving you a high five.
Cyber high fives, yo?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I have, because I have a MacBook, I don't run OS X. I have Mint on that right now. And I also run Debian and Arch Linux.
And you're female, so I mean, like, that's absolutely awesome and amazing and great. Like, wow, I'm
impressed. I've met Linus.
And you are female.
Yeah.
Female Diaz?
I'm, frick, man, I've never met a girl that even knew what Linux was. All the girls that I know, you're like, a computer, and they're like, oh, so you mean, like, Windows?
Oh.
No, I don't know.
I obviously
don't hang out with smart girls.
Unfortunate. Okay, I think the bathroom break is almost up. I hear rustling.
Mint Debian?
No, Mint. No, Mint. Mint is a it's like a sexier version of Ubuntu, but it works on my MacBook without having to install any other drivers to make things work. So
nuts.
I use it.
What kind of computer does Brad have? I'm guessing a Windows 95.
No, he's using Vista.
Don't laugh at me. It's not my fault. It came with it.
Yeah.
Vista with, like, crap picture. Like, his whole desktop, I bet, is full with just crap.
Let's see.
No.
Pictures.
No, it's not.
Is it clean? He's Do you keep your shit organized?
He's really organized. And in fact, I'm in his office right now and / studio, and it's very organized.
It's a mess. Look at these big piles on the floor.
No,
moved in.
No, you have just moved in, so yes, you do have some more things that you need to organize, but everything that is up on shelves and around is very organized and in its place.
Yeah.
So
the landlord's going to be so pissed when he sees all the holes in the wall.
Oh, whatever. Punch him in the face.
I will.
Knife him from behind.
I could take him. He's small.
A behind the face punch in the face.
Dude.
Sweet.
I got a question. That photo, that really old photo on your website with like 10,000 Pepsi cans, mm-hmm. Is that real? Or did you like stage that?
Oh, the Pepsi cans.
Did you really like Pepsi that much? Or
I just staged it. I just happened to have a few cases of them. So I just stacked them in front of cabinets and in front of doors and stuff.
There's like 100 of them all over the place.
No, it only looks like that because I took the pictures and then...
I thought you were like, you were going, you know, like taking the fast train to Diabetesville. That many sodas, dude.
Can you see it, Evie? See, rough. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's a fridge full of Pepsi. It's an old 35mm camera. Scanned.
What do you have for a synth? What brand is your synth?
Oh, it's a cheap Casio thing.
A cheap Casio? Better than I have?
Oh, wow. I don't know.
It's got MIDI. See, soda in the cabinets.
I have Envy.
Those are more cabinets.
But you took them out of one place and put them into another,
right,
correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not that bad.
Drawers are
full of Pepsi. I think this may have been really innovative when the internet was new in 97.
I remember going to your website and I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And then, I mean, it's still good, but like you never updated like the framework and everything around it. And it's kind of awesome because it's like it's like a blast from the past, you know.
Aww.
It's GeoCities.
It's like, I go to the website, I don't know, it's still the same from what I remember when I was, like, in high school. My friend's like, hey, check it out, Phone Losers. 2600, we gotta go check it out.
Fuck yeah.
I'm, like, totally surprised that Tom Gavin's back, personally. Or maybe he's not back, but he's idle in the channel.
I'm surprised about that, too.
Like, Patrick, I haven't seen him in fucking years. While you were talking about like old school and 2600 net and things of that sort, and like what you said, 2007, but this would have been way prior to that, I do believe.
Probably, we're off.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know. I didn't say 2007, did Brad?
I didn't say 2007.
Oh, okay. I'm a crack.
1997.
Yeah, that would that's more around the time. That would be right. 97 would be free.
Yeah, back in 97. Back in the day.
In the hood.
On IRC. Man. That's our hood.
With things like the yak back and the...
yak, don't talk back. I remember Hamster Dance when I first saw that. I was like, holy shit. Hamster Dance.
It was so brilliant.
Little GIF images and that fast version of the song. Oh my god.
You know who sang that originally? What that song's from?
I think it's from. Shit. It's from. It's like a Disney movie or something.
Right, yeah. It's from Robin Hood. Robin Miller sings it.
Yeah, it's Friar Tuck is singing the song. I remember liking that song in the movie. I think it's not Friar, maybe Friar Tuck, but he's like humming it or whatever.
Roger Miller, he does that in all of his songs. Like uh-huh. I mean, in a lot of his songs, he just does that nonsense talk, kind of like Jack Black does.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he has his own little style of nonsense type stuff.
I like that.
And they're both very unique.
Yeah. Hey, did you know in South Korea they teach kids netiquette?
No, I didn't.
Netiquette? Yeah, you can find if you look it up. They did a special on it, like a little documentary of the what they teach. But like they teach like, for instance, when you're playing an online game, to always say good game at the end. Like, they teach that in their schools. And they have computer rehabilitation centers, like, for kids that spend too much time on computers. You get taken out of school and, like, you live at this place for 2 weeks and stuff. And, like, they have all of these
things. I just
things.
Hit my kids.
And then they have a song. If you type, like, South Korea netiquette song, it's something like, we are the angels and the guardians of the internet. We must take care of it, like the translation. Mm-hmm. We must be friendly and nice to everybody.
Anyways. Totally speaking about hitting kids, today I was walking from the mall to where I work, which is like a block radius. Anyways,
and I grabbed brat.
I was holding pizza in my hand, and all of a sudden this chick, she just starts hitting this kid, and it was like 1 or 2 years old, and it was in its cart and stuff like that. So the guy that I'm with walks up to her, and this is where the situation went completely out of my control, and he's like, hey, the kid's only like 1 year old. Anyways, this girl walked right up to him, got literally an inch from his face and said, mind your own business. And I was completely afraid because I knew she could kick both of our asses at the same time. But yeah, that's... You just brought that into my mind.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Oh, someone was knocking on the door.
Don't mention it.
Was Joe farting?
No, he was like coughing or something.
Oh.
I was scared.
That was a funny story.
I loved the story.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it again.
It was just, you brought it to my mind.
It happens, you know. Yeah, boy. Flavor Flav.
I was trying to think of that guy's name yesterday.
So have you seen that show or any of the, I don't even know. There's like 10
know.
Different shows that he was on.
Wait.
Oh my god. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? That's a joke. That is
not
real.
Not, it's for real.
I know,
real.
Dude. No, it's real.
No.
I'm serious. It fucking
is that on
loaded
television?
On
Do they
the
show
video,
that on television?
Dude. Norton Antivirus. Yeah, dude, if you go to their website, if you go to, like, norton.com and you click around, you'll even see it.
That is so bad. Oh, my God. Look at his face.
There's another one, too.
I'm so turned on.
Google, like, Hasselhoff Norton or something.
That's bad. That's the worst.
It's kind of awesome if you think about it.
It's pretty awesome.
But it has nothing to do with anything.
I know. That's why it's the worst.
That's why I was trying to explain it to you. And I couldn't come up with the words to how to explain.
There
this
are no
video.
Words for that. There are no
there's
words.
There's a guy and a fan. I don't know.
those are words, but they do not describe it accurately.
But it just doesn't make sense either. Like, what is? Would you let Hasselhoff have his way with your fan? I was like, what does that have to do with...
Protect it.
Oh my god. DavidHasselhoff.com. Look at that image.
It's a metaphor.
Oh my god, it's awesome. Go to DavidHasselhoff.com. Dial just posted it.
Okay.
Two S's.
I'm just clicking on your thing.
Look at the image at the top, though. The Wait. Same video, don't...
Oh, okay. My God. That's his website?
Yeah.
Oh, my, no.
It's
oh,
not
no.
a parody.
It's terrible.
There's a picture of him with an eye patch. There's like
I know,
a
I was just about to say that. That was awesome. The eye patch is
no,
great.
And look at the background. Do you guys have a widescreen? Because
yeah.
Have you seen the other part of the background? Oh my god, that's ridiculous.
There's a cat on the
he
right
has his
side.
Own logo.
Yeah, he has his own
I don't
logo.
Know. Wait, what are you talking about?
The silver shit on the side.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A, it's
I know,
a DH logo.
Yeah, but it's like
it.
Repeating. It looks like chrome.
It's like the 90s.
Yeah, it's like chrome stamped.
Yeah.
Where's Michael Knight? Is that this one?
I don't know.
Oh, probably this one.
Knight Rider?
I don't keep
my last name. Never mind.
Did you ever watch my Knight Rider?
No.
Oh, you should.
My last name is not Knight.
It's classic. Mm-hmm. The car talks like a person.
I know. That's not my style. Sorry.
No, really?
No.
Just give the pilot a chance.
Oh, geez.
Hey, they're going to have
it. Let's watch it right now.
While we're on air. Oh, we're gonna cut some music for 35 minutes.
No, they can just listen to us. Watch.
There's a new show coming out called The Hasselhoffs. Just saying.
That's gonna be awesome. I can't wait.
It's gonna be just his family, and they're like chill. You know, they're hanging out, doing stuff. I hate those. I hate all these new spinoffs.
Noobs. Like, are you a noob?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Hey, Evie, have you ever seen the show called Small Wonder?
No.
About the little girl robot that was lived in the house in the 80s?
No.
What?
Some genius father invented her.
And it's called Small Robot?
Small Wonder.
Small Wonder.
It's awful. But it's funny, you know?
I don't know.
Let's go watch them all.
I do like robot movies, though.
I don't think I have it on here anymore.
You should,
No, I don't. Have you heard of, Time Tracks?
No.
It's from 1993. It's where they invent time travel. It's a TV show. And a person can only go somewhere in time and then back once. After that, it would kill him. I don't know why, though.
Mm.
But they send all these criminals.
You were telling
me
about it.
Yeah.
Do we have video going?
No video, I promise.
Okay, good.
Have you seen the David Hasselhoff drunk video?
Eating the Wendy's the cheeseburger?
He's like, I don't remember what he says. He's like, I need another cheeseburger, what the fuck?
Yeah, and his daughter is like talking to him like he's 5.
Here it is. Oh, God.
I see myself.
You're off.
Oh. Oops. Now they're on.
No, they're on.
Oh.
See? On, off.
Oh, okay.
Sweet. I promise.
Selma was Darian's link to his past, or is that his future? Selma was a computer, but a computer that seemed like a real person to Darian most of the time. Man, this show seems crazy. I'm going to see if I can download it.
Have you been watching The Walking Dead TV show on AMC?
What's that?
The Walking Dead.
No.
I heard about that.
It's really good.
I heard about it tonight, actually.
It's really, really good. Well, I mean, I've only seen the first episode. And the second one came out a couple days ago.
Oh. I wait till seasons are done so I can download them in one clump.
I couldn't wait for this.
Ah, no. I don't care.
Zombies.
If you don't know, you don't care.
Well, let me tell you all about it.
Go ahead.
Well, then you'll know. Let's watch it right now.
No. I want someone to read me a story.
What story?
You know, any story. You can even make it up as you go along.
I can make it up. I don't know.
You should read a story.
Dias, what about you?
I had a story earlier, but I don't know. It didn't really go anywhere. It kind of trailed off.
Hmm.
Yeah, as long as the story doesn't do that. That's what I'm looking for.
I'll find
that's
you a story.
All I do.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for. Is it in the back?
Right, I'll show you. Wait. There's a table of contents, goddammit.
Damn it. I want to find it, okay?
It's closer to the back, I think.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
It's in here.
It's like 4 pages.
I should be able to see it, then.
Okay, hey, wait, I'll tell you a story.
Yeah, go ahead.
But it's a real story. Does that count?
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's a story, whatever.
Make it a scary story.
Make it a good story.
Scary.
I want to scream at the end.
Give me a second. I have
Let's
to remember
scream
all
at
this.
The end no matter what.
Do you want to scream at the end?
Yes.
It's after red boxing.
What?
No.
Oh, I thought your whole book was cactus.
It is. That's what I'm looking for.
You're almost there, I believe.
Okay. So in college, my dad had this friend.
Uh-huh.
This girl. And,
one of their mutual friends got divorced, so he came over to her house and said, you know, hey, could I crash in your basement? Like, my wife kicked me out. Like, I don't know what to do. So she, you know, puts him in the basement or whatever. And, like, in the middle of the night, she hears, like, screaming and stuff. And so she goes down and to look, at, you know, open the basement, and she sees the guy clawing his way up the stairs, blood everywhere, just, like, you know, like, just soaked in blood. And he sees the wife standing over him with a huge, like, kitchen knife.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, he died, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the lady went to my dad's college. He had this friend who was always telling jokes. And so she goes, you know, hey Tom, hey, you know, Bob, I want to tell you that, you know, the other night, John, or, you know, last night, John got killed by his wife. She came to my house and she stabbed him. And
oh, shit.
Then my dad's friend said, and he did a motion. He goes, at least it wasn't a pointless death. With the, and my dad couldn't stop laughing.
Oh,
he thought it was the funniest fucking line. And she hasn't talked to him. They were like best friends, and she hasn't talked to him in like 4 years. So that's the story.
I like the story. I like the ending the best.
Yeah,
because it was over.
There was an
just kidding.
That guy had so many. My dad had a lot of stories from that guy though. For instance, he got diagnosed with cancer, and he was going to die, and had that much time to live. Not and there was this guy making pizzas, and he was in line, and he's like, "Hurry up, buddy! I'm not going to live forever." And the guy laughed, but he didn't know that like 10 minutes before he got diagnosed, he said stuff like he was in the elevator. My dad was with him in the elevator, and this guy's like, "Hey, Bob, how are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I just found out I'm going to die from cancer." And the guy's like, "Haha, you're always joking." Like, everything was a joke to him, even that. This guy came out, he was gay, and he came out in front of everybody.
And then he died of a heart attack.
And this guy said, oh.
I wanted to scream. I didn't want to hear this.
Against you. That's all the stories.
Oh, that's all the stories.
I mean, I could tell, like, a children's story, but.
Cactus was cactus about cactus's cactus.
Oh, yeah. Brad already read this to us.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
When she cactus, that cactus cactused away.
I have another story if you.
Oh yes, please.
You guys want to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah, thank tell you. A funny one.
I got in trouble. I got in trouble today because I was belittling a customer. By the way, I work in a customer support center where people phone in and they complain about the services that the company that I work for provides.
Oh, that sounds hilarious. You should forward their lines to us.
So this lady phoned in and she's like, yeah, anyway, she was born in like 1932 or something like that. Her name was Margaret. And she phones in and she says, yeah, I bought my first computer today. And I was like, oh, yeah. And she says, so what now?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, what are you looking to do? She's like, well, I don't even know what I want to do. Like, what do I do with a computer? And I was like, well, you can browse the internet, like look stuff up, you know? And she says, okay, well, how do I do that? And I was like, what's on your screen right now? She says, I don't know. I just flipped it open. The screen's black. I was like, have you tried turning it on? She says, how do I do that? And I was like, I got in trouble for this specific call today. I says to her, you realize that you are the reason that my internet prices are so high. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, people like you phone in with issues that are completely unrelated to the service that we provide. Like, you're phoning in looking for help using your computer. And she ended up getting really pissed off at me, and they gave me like 4 days off.
You should have told her to go to solitaire and tell her that's the internet.
She didn't, like, if I'm assuming that the moment she would have turned her computer on, it probably would have started asking her a whole bunch of questions that she really wouldn't have understood.
Yeah.
It probably would have been like, oh, do you have Wi-Fi and stuff? And she'd be like, oh, Wi-Fi? Like, what the fuck is that?
Wi-Fi.
It's called Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi, yeah. Wi-Fi. That's my definitely, dog's name.
You should have definitely sent her to the Hasselhoff video and suggested Norton antivirus.
Yes.
Let's play that again.
Get Norton 360. It invades your entire computer.
It totally abducts your entire computer and makes it do strange things.
Yeah, and it puts it somewhere else in the cloud.
The cloud.
We have a lot of billboards. Like, there's one I drive by that says cloud power, Microsoft cloud power.
Yeah. Yep. And now Norton has a service where you can put all of the contents of your home folder, your My Documents folder or whatever, into their servers, and it's forever there, and you can download it back again.
That's crazy.
The first thing I want when I go on the internet is, you know, all of my information being stored
exactly
on the internet. That's
all
awesome.
Of it. All of it. No. And it's their service. They think that it's this great thing, and there's all these people that have all this shit that's going to be stored on their servers. And I'm betting including viruses.
We have another billboard for, like, Box.net. Well, I live near all those companies. I live right near Norton, and, like, I drive by that shit. Yahoo, Google, Facebook. I live next to Facebook.
Do you know what pipe bombs are?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Let's go step by step and make pipe bombs tonight on the air together.
The one question I do get asked the most is, which antivirus software would you suggest? And I'm like, I think that the antivirus companies are the ones that are actually making the viruses. So.
I say Linux.
Yeah. that's antivirus software?
No.
I installed this Linus you talk of, and now my computer just doesn't
Linux.
Work.
Say install Linux. That'll help.
I'm guessing the most common question you get is, my internet doesn't work. What do I do? Is that question, right? Wait, do you work for an ISP or what?
Yeah, you flip the wireless switch on your laptop to the on position, and then it usually starts to work shortly after that. It's pretty amazing.
They have an automated service now with ours. You call, and it's like, is your internet working? Press 1 or 2, and then you press 1 for not working, and then it's like, if you'd like to automatically reset your internet, enter your phone number. And, like, you can enter pretty much anyone's phone number if they have Comcast internet.
Same with Roger's cell phones. All you need is a person's postal code, and you can cancel their phone.
Would you like to cancel the phone?
Why do you have an echo? You have an extreme echo.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Are you in the bathroom?
I'm playing fetch with my cat.
In the bathroom?
Is that what they call it?
Why are you doing that in the bathroom?
In the hallway.
The bathroom's in the hallway? That's kind of strange.
That's gross.
Look, I'll
it's
go
like
on
no
that.
Privacy at all.
Like with the carpet?
There'd be no privacy.
Is it one of those bathrooms where you just squat over a hole?
Like in Africa?
Or
look,
yeah.
I'm in the bathroom now. There's not as much echo.
Oh, that's weird. Well, let's step out of the bathroom now.
Okay. Come out of the bathroom. Go away from the bathroom.
Okay. I'm seriously playing fetch with my cat.
Norton antivirus. Oh, fuck. Did he say a fucking fan? Is this another one?
It's the same one.
It is.
I don't understand. Are they trying to sell me a fan or what? I don't.
No, they're trying to sell you David Hasselhoff.
His pecs.
They want you to lick his nipple.
He's yeah.
Oops. A pretzel. What?
Oh shit!
It's a different one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, wait.
That was even more crazier.
One of them, the fan melts?
Did you guys see the Snoop Dogg one?
The Snoop Dogg what? David Hasselhoff?
Snoop Dogg. Oh, yeah, dude. Snoop Dogg for Norton. That's good.
Oh. Snorton.
I think it is.
We should call it Snorton for Snoop Dogg's Norton.
They have a whole series of commercials, and they're all just really lame. My favorite commercials are the pistachio commercials. I don't know if you've seen those.
Your mom's a
have
pistachio.
You?
Oh, the Snoop Dogg Hack is Whack contest? I've seen this.
Hack is Whack? Oh, no way.
Hey, I'm very
Turn
good.
Up.
There's no up.
These crabs. Oh, he got owned. He must have been owned to be able to do this. Yeah, right.
Cyber crimes.
Shit.
Who says cyber anymore?
No one. Snoop Dogg, because he's old school. Why do they keep wobbling?
I don't know. That's weird. That's though.
You gotta see the commercial.
Oh, we need to watch the commercial. Find the commercial for Norton. It's the one right after, isn't it? The one with the yellow. Wait, go back. Oh, shit.
Dude, all I need to do is show a real hot chick with some boobs, and all the nerds will buy Norton.
Norton will protect me. It's the digital condom.
I know. I should have got Norton when I went to Mexico.
Yeah.
Instead, I got AIDS.
Should have rubbed Norton all over your body. And McAfee, too.
This isn't it.
Gangsta rapper.
That's it.
No. Go back two steps. Go back. And then go back one more time. Stay there. See the second one in the suggestions?
Mm-hmm.
Go to that one.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? No. Is this it? Mm-hmm. No, this isn't it. This is David again. Fuck.
Yeah, I think it's the one with the German words. That's part of the shtick.
And then send it to us.
Thanks. Awesome.
That is ridiculous. Oh my God. What? What?
Oh, that's the greatest thing ever. Oh, what? Another one?
Make it stop, please. I just don't want to... I never want to think of that again. Please.
All right, let's just leave them on the screen.
No, just take the whole thing down.
Okay, here. Is this better?
Okay, no, it's definitely not better. No. Okay, that one too, though. Just get rid of it.
I was in this office complex today, and there was an office, and it said 1-800-JESUS-CHRIST. And it's actually a service. You call 1-800-JESUS-CHRIST. But the door was open, and there was this really skinny chick in there. And I think that she might have been Jesus.
You think she might have been what?
Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah, I think she might have been Jesus. She was in the 1-800-JESUS-CHRIST office. And she's probably the one who answers the phone. So that's probably where Jesus is just sitting in an office park, just answering phones. That's what I'm saying.
Why?
Apparently they'll pray for you if you phone 1-800-JESUS-CHRIST.
Yeah, it's a pray service. You tell them what, you say, I want to have a car.
Children?
And then, yeah, and then they pray.
I want to have little miracles. Tell me, how do I do that? Oh, we should call somebody and ask them how I have little miracles. I should ask them how it works.
Right. What kind of place?
I don't know. Someone that's open.
I poop miracles like you for breakfast.
Yeah. I eat miracles like you for breakfast.
No, I poop miracles like you for breakfast.
I was trying to remember. Yeah.
Something happened.
Sorry.
To our audio.
That was it.
Brad.
Hello.
Oh, wait, that was me.
Oh, wait, you have a little thing right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What did you say, Joe?
Call Subway. They're open
24 hours. Subway is open 24 hours.
What?
Here, this is the taxi cab.
A taxi cab? Oh, shit. They're going to get pissed. Hee. Who's talking? Oh, I guess I will. Because I'm...
Thank you for calling Far West Taxi. This call me.
Far West. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, Far West.
I was wondering if you could tell me something. I need to know it right now.
What's that?
Okay, you gotta help me out here. Okay, so I need to know how to make little miracles.
What do you mean?
You know, the little cute miracles that you hold in your hands. And they're fat and smelly, and I love them, and I want to have some, and I want to know how you do it.
Kids?
Yes!
This is the cab company.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I just need you to tell me. I just need to talk to you. That's all. No, I'm not calling the cab company. I'm talking to you. I want to know, how do I have little miracles?
You don't know?
I don't. I just... I need to know from you.
I don't know.
I know you know. But I want to know from you.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me that you have never...
Huh?
Don't tell me that you have never...
Quit telling us that.
Look, we're all 12. We just want to know how it works.
Oh.
Can you explain it to us?
Okay, you two can figure it out.
No. No, we don't know, but we figured you might be able to tell us.
Giggle.
No, I'm not sure. All I know how to do is send taxis out.
You're gonna what?
That's it. All I know how to do is send out taxis.
That's all you know how to do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where do I put the piece of skin?
See, that's what we were wondering, because there's...
The piece of skin that sends out the little taxis, you know?
The front or the back?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Well, which one works?
Huh?
Which one works? The front or the back?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you do that?
I'm really confused now.
I don't know. Maybe if you call Harborview, they'll tell you.
Who? Do you have a phone number?
Harborview.
What's their phone number?
Huh?
What's their phone number?
It's 320-2000.
Wait a minute. What's the area code?
206.
206?
Uh-huh. And 320. Then what?
And what's the other? 920? 3,000? Or 2,000?
2,000.
Okay.
Well, all right, we're going to put them on the line with you so you can ask them for us.
Will you ask them for us? We need to know.
Thank you for calling Swedish Medical Center.
No, you guys can call back.
Wait. Okay. Find out. No, I want you to be able to tell us.
I love this song.
I love this song. It's my favorite song.
Hello.
Hi. Wait,
can I help you?
We have a gentleman on the line that wants to ask you a question.
How do you make little miracles?
Okay, while you're asking that question, people are trying to get through to the ER.
This is directions and parking information. Come on now, nobody's trying to get through to ER.
You have the main number for Swedish.
Oh, we phoned 320-2000, sorry.
It rang to the main number.
Oh.
You don't have to be a bitch about it.
So what would you like?
We want to know how to make little miracles. That's what we want to know. Little miracles. How do you make them?
And also stop being a bitch.
Okay, so I'm going to have to hang up on you. Have a good evening.
Wait a minute.
What did you ask us for if you weren't even going to listen?
Literally, that was... There you go, Cherry Hill Directory. That was directions and parking information if she wants to claim that she's emergency. Patients' rooms is 320-2444.
Ooh, let's go there. let's ask somebody if they want to try our new miracle drug.
All right, 206.
What is it? Say it again.
320-2444. Area code 206.
All right. Now, who do we want to talk to?
what's their name?
Kensington.
Thank you for calling Swedish Medical Center. Your call may be monitored for quality and training purposes.
They're going to monitor us.
For the next available representative.
Primary care providers are an important...
Hospital operator, may I help you?
Oh, hello?
Yes?
I was wondering if I could speak to a patient.
I can't ring patient rooms at this time, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was told that I could. She's in critical condition. She might go at any time.
I can put you through to the nurse's station, but I cannot ring a patient's room.
Okay. Well, she's on the second floor.
Okay, what's her name, please?
Marty Smith.
Marty?
You know, Marty. Everyone knew Marty there. She was there all the time.
Okay, I'm the hospital operator.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you might have been in the receptionist.
No. I'm not showing her name. Could she have a different first name and that was a nickname?
Has she gone already?
I'm not finding her name. I'm asking if... No, that doesn't mean that she's gone. I'm asking if she could be listed by another name.
Another name. Maybe her maiden name?
Okay, what is that?
What was it? It started with an S, and I think it... I think it was a Swedish last name? My goodness. Oh, geez, I wish I could remember.
Okay, all the patients are listed by their last name. If you don't have it, I have no way to look it up.
I'm trying to think of it.
Okay, she's on the second floor. Which campus?
Oh, goodness. I guess it would be on the main campus?
Okay, just a moment.
Let's go trashing.
We could point the webcam out the window at the dumpsters while we trash. Let's do that right now.
While we're on the phone with Marty. That's who I'm calling.
Oh, okay.
They must be asleep. She said she couldn't do anything for me. And then...
It's Martin Segal. Siegel.
Siegel? Did you look it up
Siegel,
already?
Siegel, like Steven.
Okay, Martin.
Or Mankey.
Good old Mankey.
Or Courette. There's tons of Martys at work there, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
This one's not answering.
I know. Fuck. We got the operator, and she wouldn't send us anywhere.
Oh, and Martin Siegel's a dude.
What kind of operator?
The hospital operator?
Oh, I thought you meant like a phone company operator.
And I asked if Marty Smith was there. I said, everyone knows Marty. She's been in there so many times. And she said, well, I don't see a Marty Smith. I said, you mean she's gone? It sounded like I was about to cry. And she's like, no, no, it doesn't mean that she's gone. She might be under another name. And I was like, I don't remember her other name. She might have gone by her maiden name. And so she just transferred me to some unknown line. She sounded like she was looking something up, but this is definitely not getting us anywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I should turn this one off.
Hint, hint.
No. It's a cancer institute. Making fun of people with cancer is not funny, you guys.
Too soon?
It's not funny.
Is it too soon?
It's hilarious. I turned it off.
Is it off?
It's off.
I could do the hold music if you guys want, though.
Yeah.
So, do
you know what we're doing? Have you hacked into our camera? It's
on. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so loud. Jesus.
Jesus.
It's on soft. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Are we going to go trashing?
What?
Trashing.
It's raining outside.
I have umbrellas.
Umbrellas we'll be like does homeless not people. Help in a fucking trash dump.
We'll get a garbage bag full of beer cans, and we'll say we're looking for aluminum cans in the dumpster. And Joe can tape it from the window on Ustream.
What do you guys think? Should we do this fucking retarded plan? I'm going to be the one that has to go in.
In?
In the dumpster.
We'll both go in the dumpster.
Oh.
I can leap over a dumpster. Come on.
Okay. It's going to be wet.
So what?
And uncomfortable.
It's snowing here like a mug.
Where are you?
Canada.
Canada?
Which province? Yeah.
Saskatchewan.
Ew, that's the worst one.
Whoa, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, they call us gappers.
Why?
Gapper.
Where?
I was born here. I don't know. I didn't have much of a choice, really.
How old are you?
Is James and Kevin a really big deal there from the internet?
I have no clue.
You've never heard of them?
James and Kevin from the internet? Let me Google it for a minute.
He's from Saskatchewan. I called up all his neighbors once and fucked with him. It was on a PLA radio.
How old are you living in Canada?
I'm 27.
27. You should have you ever lived anywhere else?
Alberta. Northern Alberta.
Okay. You should, have you been to Vancouver?
Yep.
You should live there.
That is an amazing place.
No fucking kidding. If I lived in Canada, which I can't, or don't, I would live in Vancouver. So you should move there and then tell me how it's like.
Yeah, I'm thinking about quitting my job and moving to the West Coast.
You should move to the West Coast and then quit your job.
Fair enough. You know, it's honestly like that has been in the back of my head for like the last probably 4 months.
Exactly. That way that you could even, if you're in Vancouver, you're close enough to come to Albany and be on the show live. What are you doing?
I'm adding ambience to your conversation.
This ambience isn't working.
Sorry.
I'm trying to convince somebody to get out of the middle of nowhere.
Where Albany is.
Albany, Oregon. Have you been to the States?
Oh, I thought you meant Albany, New York. I was about to say, like, that's on the complete opposite side of the continent.
No.
New York's the original. The founder of Albany stole it from New York, because that's where he's from.
Oh.
No big deal.
Probably should have known that one.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, I see where it is now. Oh, that's cool, man. That's pretty close, I'd say.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
And then, like, that's Salem, S-A-L-E-M, man. That's where that show, what the fuck, Young and the Beautiful, or whatever the shit that's from.
I've never heard of that.
There's a Salem, Massachusetts, too. There's lots of Salem.
That's
actually
the witch trial Salem. That's the famous one.
Yeah, exactly. I've been to that one a lot.
Sweet.
I've been to Salem, Massachusetts more times than I've been to Salem, Oregon.
I'd probably have to get the drug charges dropped, though, or like my criminal record expunged
what?
Or whatever the fuck they call it.
Do you have...
What'd you do?
What'd you do?
Just marijuana.
Oh.
And you got caught in Canada?
Yeah, and then like apparently it's really hard to get into the United States after.
How legal is it in Canada? Like, can you have under an ounce?
That's a good question.
I thought you would know.
How much did you have?
Just a quarter.
That's it?
Yeah.
What?
The cop was a dick because I started kind of getting lippy with him.
Well, that was your fault. So you can't do that. If you want to get away with something, then shut your mouth and say yes, and sir.
And be really nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
Shut your mouth.
And be really nice.
Or I just want to record it and loop it.
Okay.
Shut your mouth and say yes, sir. If you could just say that again.
Yes, sir.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Not really. I just said that to make you feel better.
Aw, thanks.
I'm really going to loop it.
Oh, shit. Foiled again.
No, I'm not. I got you.
Oh.
And then add a beat to it. Shut your mouth.
You beatbox.
I wish I could. That'd be awesome.
Try it now.
Do some auto-tune. We need auto-tune.
Titanium makes you stronger.
Titanium backup?
Seattle Brain Cancer Walk benefiting from the Center of Advanced Brain Tumor Treatment at the Swedish Neuroscience Institute. And apparently titanium makes you stronger.
Wow. We should go get some titanium. The store on the corner is open still.
I have a Drano Max gel if you need it.
That's where you can buy things.
What kind of things?
Chips, cookies, and we can trash.
And we should put your camera in a button-up shirt pocket and try to get them to say tampon.
Okay.
I think it'd be better to get them to say cactus.
Cactus? Okay, well, hey, let's do a cactus one real quick before we go.
Who are we going to call?
Anyone, it doesn't matter. Someone that'll pick up the phone.
Call. Do you guys know a number for like a Swedish treatment center that deals with cancer, maybe?
No, I think... No. We're going to call someone that Brad thinks is the perfect person.
Yeah. What are they going to have to say?
Cactus.
Okay. I've got this.
You want to do it? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This is Brad's turn. Everyone shut up.
They got to get out of bed, though. We might have to call a few times.
Hello. You have reached 259.
Maybe we could hack their machine.
618. Please leave me a message.
That sounds like a really...
Crap.
Blow it out your ass! Stop it! Stop!
Gunner, what the hell?
Gunner, we're gonna hang up on you if you don't stop.
How do you know it was me?
Because we're on newfangled Skype.
Okay, sorry.
Fuck.
I thought you wouldn't be able to tell who it was.
Yeah, no. Except for you got caught.
Alright, let's call her back.
Does that mean I'm in the doghouse?
Yeah.
Did I tell you we got Lindsay Lohan's mother's messages? We broke into her answering machine.
How did it go?
And, like, the dad was calling and saying, oh, we only got one chance to keep Lindsay out of jail. And, like, just ranting. There was some good, juicy stuff on there. Lindsay was calling in tears to her mom's house
Saying what?
Well, like, God, we couldn't understand her.
Hello, you have reached 259.
I was really drunk and I kept deleting him early.
18.
Are you going to bring him to our mailbox?
No, not tonight. Hello, Mrs. McCall. Abernathy, I mean, we're still trying to, like, pick up the phone. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up.
Help me!
Is it, can you hear it in her house? Like, is it?
I think it's an old voice.
So she go, ah! Uh-oh, the audio.
Alright. I'll try someone else.
Are we still on?
I can hear you.
Oh, hello. Are we still on Ustream?
No, it's okay.
Oh, sweet. It's okay. Brad assures me. It's okay. Don't worry.
It's because I hear the lighter flicking in the background. Hit that shit!
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, fucking right, I do. Jesus Christ.
You don't know anything about Oregon.
I know that all of your guys' weed comes from the province above you.
Except for not this time.
Oh, sorry.
Aha.
Not really anymore. Most of it comes from California.
That is right. Actually, now that you say that, I totally just remembered that. But didn't that shit just get it didn't pass?
It doesn't even matter. I mean, that shit's been going on for at least, well, I mean, it's been going on for a very long time, but the good stuff that's been happening recently has only been happening for the last, like, 8 years.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome, I guess. My friend has a club card. Just go in and get anything you want.
Yeah.
For, like, cheaper than what it is on the street. Hello?
Yes. Can I help you?
I need to know if you have those things for the girls. For those one times during the month. Like,
things,
you know,
for the girls for the one time a month.
Yeah. Tampons? You know, vehicle girl. What is it?
Tampons?
Could you say that one more time louder? But I can barely hear you.
Tampons.
Yay!
Yay! You win the prize!
You just won.
You just won $1 million.
How does it feel,
Mike,
sir?
Mike and Melissa in the air.
You can quit your job now.
That'd and nice. Lindsay Lohan wants to sleep with you.
I don't think I want any of that.
You don't want any of that?
No.
Oh, because yours is so much better, normally.
You want some of that.
No. Just a little bit of it.
Who are you fooling? quick trip employee.
Are you tripping?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you just won $1 million. So what we need to know is your first and last name.
What is my first and last name?
Yes, so we can send you the money.
Who's calling?
Z100.
Duh.
It's Mike and Melissa in the morning.
Come on.
Mike and Melissa in the morning?
Yes.
In the morning, like, and what do you mean in the morning?
I mean, We pre-tape it. We pre-tape it so that no one says any cuss words, of course.
Duh.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know what?
We have frauds here, and that's why I don't know.
You have what?
Like, is this like a radio show?
This is a radio show. We just told you that. It's
Z100. Z100?
Yes. And you just won $1 million. Aren't you excited?
It's kind of hard to believe.
It is very hard to believe, right?
That's. Can you believe it?
Not quite.
Yeah, see, that's... You're not giving us the reaction that we're really looking for. We might actually go on to the next contestant.
Hey, guys, keep it going. This is good radio. Just keep it going.
Thank you.
So what do you need?
I need your first and last name.
Scott Moore.
Scott Moore. All right.
Which city are you from?
Where are you located?
Lowfallon, Illinois.
Lowfallon?
O'Fallon.
O'Fallon.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, my... No, I think my niece's brother is from there.
I wouldn't know.
Do you know who the Lohans are?
Do you know who the Lohans are?
The Lohans?
Yes.
Like Lindsay Lohan are you talking about?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, she almost went into jail.
Oh, no.
I know.
But no, she's coming out, and she actually wants to hook up with someone random very soon, and you might be in the drawing for that one.
Hmm. That's so.
No, you'll have $1 million and Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, we're gonna call up Lindsay Lohan's brother to vouch for this.
Yes.
He's awesome.
So just stay on the line. And don't say a word.
You guys got 3 minutes for the skit.
Hello?
Hi, Michael Lohan.
Who is this?
I'm Brad. What are you doing? What are you doing tonight?
This is pretty cool.
What's that?
No, this is real.
You're not dreaming.
This is a radio.
You're not dreaming. Michael?
Michael, you're on live in New York. What do you have to say?
Michael?
Michael, I can see you on Google Latitude.
Oh no, Michael hung up. He got really pissed at us last time we did this.
Really? Mm-hmm. Are you calling him back? Mm. Awesome.
He said we were going to end up in court, and he's going to fuck us in court.
Tell him she died in jail.
The mailbox belonging to
the coolest person in all of the world.
Lindsay Lohan, brother.
Oh my god.
To leave a callback number,
hack it.
Press 5.
What?
I've tried before. We can't hack that one yet.
The coolest person in the world. Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
He's ignoring us.
The mailbox belongs.
Oh no, he hung up on it. Alright, one more time.
Have you phoned Z100's studio line?
We should.
Yeah, what's the phone number?
We should request a song called Tampon. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. What the fuck is that?
My daughter made it.
The mailbox belonging to
the coolest person in all of the world.
Oh, let's look at
message.
And cannot accept new messages at
okay,
this time. To leave a callback number, press 5. Or please try again later.
Oh, it's full.
Is that what it said?
Yeah.
He's so popular.
He's so popular.
I want to be friends.
Yes.
Sir. Clear my throat.
What did you have to say?
You got a fucking problem?
I really didn't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Just my throat.
Are you implying something?
I was just kind of getting gagged up there a little bit.
Oh, with what?
He was feeling corrupt.
The coolest person in all of the world.
In all of the world.
New messages at this time.
That's
ridiculous.
In all of the world, like, that's some pretty high fucking, like, that's
we should
some pretty
sue
cool.
Him.
Jesus,
for what?
Man.
For making claims like that he can't prove.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
We should call him and get his credit card number.
Okay. That'll work now.
Let's call from my Google Voice number. Or from your Google Voice number.
Yeah.
The coolest person in all of the world.
In all of the world. What the fuck?
He used to bathe himself in, like, Lindsay's vag juices.
Right?
That's why he's so cool.
He's like, I am so cool because I came out of the same womb that chick did.
Mm-hmm. I know. Like, me and her, we have nothing in common except for the same vagina.
Do you think they had baths together as kids?
Probably. I think he's gay, dude. No offense. I mean, I'm just saying.
Is it Cody, or what did you say his name was?
Everything was better.
The coolest person in all the world. Cody, yeah. Cody Lohan or something.
Is it Cody? Okay, yeah.
I'm calling him from Google now.
Okay, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
So, wait, what are we going to do?
Person in all the world.
He turned his phone off.
He didn't like the ringing. He turned off his phone.
Holy, this kid
doesn't
like,
know how to silence.
This kid's young. This kid's like freaking 16 years old. 14 years old.
Oh no, he's not 14.
He's 14, yeah.
Nuh-uh. Is
swear to God, he was born June 16th, 1996 in Long Island,
Holy
New York.
Shit.
To Dina and Michael Lohan.
Oh no.
He currently resides in Merrick, Long Island, according to Wikipedia.
I feel so bad after that horrible call we made to the hospital. Now we called like a 16-year-old.
Right.
Like, when did your morals kick in? Like,
the number
what?
You dialed is not a working number.
Oh, no.
Please check the number and dial again.
What happened?
Lindsay Lohan's parents changed their phone number.
Oh, fuck.
Because we hacked their machine.
Did you?
Did you change their message?
No, but we deleted all of their messages.
You know you could have made like $1,000 off that shit.
Yeah,
or whatever.
But then I'd get arrested.
Yeah, that's true.
I would have done it. Can't get arrested.
Yeah, I would have leaked it anonymously.
I should have given it to you to give to them.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever thought of trying to get in contact with the dude from TMZ?
No.
Can't remember what his name is, though. I'm a liar.
You should, dude. Like, and he'll, like, hire you to hack like, voicemail all day.
Is Quick Trip still on the line?
I think so.
What's up, Quick Trip or something?
Quick Trip, dude?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
Are we yelling?
What's up?
We're not a radio station.
Not a radio station.
That's why we curse a lot.
Yeah.
Why would you think? I'm sorry. Sorry to burst your bubble.
We are a radio, but not a radio station.
You deserve $1 million.
It'd be nice.
Oh, he's still here.
Kind of cute. Guys.
You win the prize.
What do we have for him, Jimmy?
Yay!
Just an applause, that's all it gets.
He was waiting for us to be done with our show so that he could give us the rest of his information so we could give him the million
WCF, mate. WCF, mate.
Did he just hang up? did he just hang up right now? Oh, he's there.
He's still there. He doesn't,
dude,
he hasn't figured it
honestly,
out.
Honestly, if somebody called me prank calling, like, okay, I should, okay, yeah. Anyways, somebody called me prank calling, I would just stay on the line forever.
Would you? And then just listen.
Yeah.
So you're like this guy.
Yeah, I guess I would, too.
Yeah, dude. Because you'd be like, I'm just chilling.
Well, $1 million is worth the chance to figure out whether or not it's a prank call or of an actual radio.
You have the mind of a Quick Trip employee.
Yes.
I would have taken the Lindsay Lohan vag thing instead of the million.
Yeah?
Yeah, whatever
what,
that.
What would you have done with it?
Probably lit it on fire.
No, I doubt that. Come on.
She has a fire crotch.
No.
You all have a good morning.
Oh, you
good
have
morning.
A great afternoon.
Wait, do you want to call Lindsay Lyons' friend?
I love
friend?
You.
Thanks for being on Mike and Melissa in the morning.
You lose.
Hey, later, guys.
Wait. I got something for you.
Whoa.
customers.
That was a customer?
What kind of customer do you have, dude?
What the fuck? Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to have to take a bathroom break. Be back.
Oh, hold on.
Wait.
Just don't leave yet.
Oh, geez. Well, who are you calling?
I think we have another Hasselhoff commercial for you.
No, I don't need a Hasselhoff.
Oh, it won't let me add it. Is it because I missed that?
Are those your customers?
Yeah, customers.
Are they yelling?
Are they fighting?
They're just weird.
Weird?
Yeah.
Where are you?
O'Fallon, Illinois.
Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
What's weird about Illinois?
You tell me.
Oh, dude, I have no clue.
I don't know either. I've lived here all my life. So.
All your life?
We're calling up a girl that's talked to Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan's called her.
Why?
I don't know.
She needs to know Lindsay Lohan's dead.
Yeah, she's in jail.
She died in jail.
We can't lie.
No, we can't say that.
Please leave your message for 9-1-7-7-2-1-3-9.
Don't hang up yet.
Have you ever been to O'Fallon Community Park?
Ooh.
O'Fallon Community Park?
Yeah.
No. I don't actually live in O'Fallon, so.
Oh. It's a pretty big area, eh? Like, according to Google Maps, this is fucking massive. Like, you guys got roads and stuff like that?
Where do you live if you don't live in O'Fallon?
Collinsville.
Where? Oh, Collinsville. Okay.
Hello.
Hi there. Hey. Oh, I'm a friend of Lindsay Lohan. She needs to borrow money.
Excuse me?
Lindsay Lohan. She needs some money.
Who is this?
This is the jail. She's in jail right now.
She's in jail?
Yeah, she needs to be bailed out, and she asked us to call you.
Who is this?
Who
is this?
My name is John.
John, that's not going to work. I'm sorry.
What do you mean it's not going to work?
I just don't give money to John.
Well, no, I'm calling on behalf of Lindsay Lohan.
Well, I appreciate that. I read the newspapers. I know who she is. I'm not giving money to someone named John.
Oh, you know her. Don't try and play like you don't. Is this Corey?
Excuse me?
Is this Corey?
I have...
Corey?
Yes.
What's you doing, Corey?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing right now?
Well, it's 3:30 in the morning in New York. I'm usually sleeping.
Oh, well, what were you doing tonight since you weren't sleeping?
No, I am sleeping. You just woke me up.
I'm sorry.
Is this the time for you to be a wise guy?
No, I'm not trying to be like that.
Okay.
Don't be stupid.
Excuse me?
Are you from the 50s? Wise guy?
Excuse me?
Don't be stupid, I said.
Don't be stupid, wise guy.
Wise
don't
guy?
Be stupid.
Are you a wise guy? Budweiser.
Is it Patrick Oftenkamp?
He can't figure out how to hang up his phone.
He's going to pick up in a minute and dial *57. And we'll hear him.
These wise guys, see?
Yeah, I am. Wise guys. I'm from New York.
Brooklyn.
So that's what you
can
get for knowing Lohan.
No, wait, just a minute.
I'm going to explode.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay. But wait for Joe to get out of the bathroom.
Oh, is he in there?
I think so.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go pee outside then.
All right. Okay, on the death knee.
I'm gonna pee on the death knee.
All right.
On it, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to work, guys.
Going back to work.
Oh, no, wait, no.
You've been having so
it's
much
up
fun.
To you, man.
I got something for you here.
Yeah, he's got a great thing for you.
Just wait another minute.
Wish I could, but I can't.
You can. It's all right.
You take it easy, guys.
Wait, hold on.
Bye. Okay. Talk to you later. Dot.
Wow, that was amazing that he stayed on the line that long. He's still here, though.
He's still there. He put us on hold.
Oh, no, he hung up.
He said that, like, a bunch of times. He's like, well, good to know you guys. I'm going to take off. He said, like, 10 minutes ago. He's like, I'm going to take off. And then he's still there. He's like, yep, those are my customers. I was like, they're, like retarded goats or something?
I think so.
Sorry. I don't know if you have retards or whatever. I shouldn't say that word, I guess.
No, we don't have those in Oregon.
She's like, you don't know Oregon. We're hardcore. Like, our weed up here is so good. You don't know us. This is our chance to talk shit about Nerdface.
Oh, that's a suburb of St. Louis.
What?
Fucking Nerdface.
Nerdface.
Nerdface pisses me off.
Nerdface, like, she's just, like, peeing all over your garden.
I know, it's bullshit.
He said Collinsville? Holy fuck, man, this dude must commute to work.
How far away is that?
I'm just Google mapping to the city center of Collinsville, and it's like...
How many miles?
I guess it's not that far. I guess Google Maps makes things look bigger, but it's a 21-minute drive.
How many fingers is it?
Like a whole hand, actually. Depends how much you zoom in, though.
Oh, don't zoom in too much.
Are we live right now?
Yeah.
I just got back. Yay, I made
Yay.
It.
Yay.
What?
I made it.
Oh, my God. I'm viewing. There's three viewers, so I'm one.
You're one. I'm not one.
Wave, it's okay. Evie.
Oh, no, we're back.
It's okay.
Hi.
That's all we have in my Lindsay Lohan section.
Who else do we have?
I take it back.
Oh, shit.
Wait. What are you taking back?
What I said earlier, Brad, don't ever repeat it, but now that the camera's on. Take it back.
Thank you.
What is this? What are you talking Forever. About?
Brad was calling me. He's like, hey, what do you, you know, I'm glad I got rid of Nerdface over there.
Fucking Nerdface. That pissed me off.
I was agreeing with him.
Am I a nerd?
You're not. No, not you.
Shut
I'm
up.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Are you guys making fun of my computer?
Well, we're calling Lindsay Lohan's mother's home instead of her cell.
I'm sorry. I'm
this is the voice of the man, I think.
I'm going to mute myself here.
Hello. We are unable to answer right now. To send a fax, please try submission. To leave a voice message, please try again later. Thank you.
What the fuck?
Facts.
It's hopeless.
Bad news.
What? Yeah.
You know, I noticed if you have a girl on the line when you make a prank call, people stay like way longer.
Way longer.
Yeah, they're like, like you don't understand what power you have at your fingertips.
Oh, believe me, I do.
You have like an advantage over Brad. Slight advantage.
I have
even
an
Brad.
I have an advantage over 51% of the population.
That's yeah. Right. Take that, right. Gunner. Or Dios.
Yeah, whoever's talking.
Yeah. That was Dios.
Oh.
Where's Eagle Gold?
On your couch.
Are we going to go trashing now?
No, we should draw.
No.
Yes.
That's crazy talk.
What do you mean?
Do you guys have a drunk person in your house that's passed out right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's on the couch.
Me too.
On our pink flowered couch.
Show us with your camera.
No, it's downstairs.
Yeah, we have to go down the stairs past the death canoe.
Death canoe?
It's a balcony of death, therefore the death canoe.
Okay.
All right, what are we going to get from their dumpsters? We go into the phone company's dumpsters and we get secret documents out.
Yeah, that's how we know Lindsay Lohan's shit.
That's how you got Lindsay Lohan's number?
Let's go trashing.
We went,
and then we'll go to the store to get food.
I don't need food.
Oh, okay.
Do you need food? You have crescent rolls and wieners in your refrigerator, and we should eat those. That's delicious.
Are the dumpsters right. not, like, you know, inside of a big fucking fence and stuff like that?
No, actually it is,
but it's really easy to
fence,
get in.
The fence has barbed wire everywhere, but they don't even close the gate.
It's open 24/7. And there's no cameras.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no kidding.
The one around here has barbed wire, but you can slide under it.
Slide under what?
Like, just crawl under the fence if you want to. It's got a big wheel underneath it that the fence actually sits on so that it slides open and closed really nicely, but you can actually just, you know, get down on your belly and slide underneath it.
How often do you get down on your belly?
That's a good question, actually. I've never actually been asked that, but...
Here's Kevin Mitnick's phone number.
Ooh, let's call it.
It's old. He's probably changed it, like, 50 times since then.
Art Bell?
You think being famous would be cool?
Who?
Who? What?
I think you'd get harassed a lot.
How about Reba McEntire?
Really?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, let's call Snoop Dogg.
Didn't we see him on a commercial tonight?
Yeah, we should call Snoop Dogg and tell him about Norton. Oh my God, that'd be amazing. I need to tell him that I got his number through Norton. Norton gave it to me. Norton himself. So Norton is the guy who makes all the viruses. So Norton antivirus.
In my opinion, yeah.
No, it's definitely fact.
For sure.
Asshole. No, that's what he was saying earlier while you were gone. All right. He believes. Snoop Dogg.
We're sorry.
Oh, it's not connecting.
You've reached a number that has been disconnected, or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this
message
over and over again,
because I'm not at the computer where I can turn it off.
Please check the area code and the number and try your call
again.
And Brad
just left. Can anyone beatbox?
Not me.
You should try to this beat. Can you do that?
I'm nervous. I'm scared. I don't want to be made fun of.
Wait, you're on the phone show and you don't want to be made fun of?
I'm a non-contributing member to...
I don't know if I could beatbox with this microphone, you know? Probably be too loud.
No, you could just back away from the mic. Yeah. Nice.
That's about all I can do, really.
No, that was awesome. Do it again.
Really?
Yeah. There you go.
Boop,
oh
boop,
my God, I hope
boop.
He's totally recording this.
I don't know.
Put more bass into it.
Really? I'm too tired.
No, drink some caffeine. Have a couple shots of vodka.
Oh, I missed the beat.
Oh,
hey, I thought you were doing freaking good,
yeah,
man.
That fucking sounded amazing.
Wicked, 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 wicked.
That's amazing. I'm going to applaud you.
Where can Chinese people?
Our friend just beatboxed to the busy signal. Dude, can you do it again now that Brad's back? I know you can.
I have to hear it.
No, no, no. He doesn't have his headphones on. Okay. Are you ready?
Do you want to try to beatbox to this thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Hurry up.
You can do it again. Just go.
Oh, I don't know.
You gotta go to wiki.
I'm gonna
sample. Totally sounds more convincing each time you do it. So
I know,
I think
it's amazing.
One more time.
Oh, it just ended. I didn't
ended
touch
on
it.
Us.
I'm gonna make that the new phone show theme song.
Yes. That'd be amazing.
I need to hear it back, dude. I can't. It's hard. I have a different.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A regular.
I can't
microphone.
Play it right now.
Yeah, because we're still. Are we recording?
Yeah.
So you have that?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, well, it'll be the new phone show.
Okay. Hey, can you?
You're recording. I didn't sign up for this.
Oh.
It's video too. Yeah. We can see you.
I think less of you now because.
My God.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Wiki, wiki. I liked how all of us went wiki, 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 wiki.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Okay, what do you hope to gain from the dumpster that we're about to go
raid? Are we
going
to go out there? No, because then we're going to have to get rid of the show. The show's going to have to go on
pause. No, but I'll record it and I'll put it on YouTube tomorrow.
Is my face going to be in it?
No.
I don't want my face to be in it.
Yeah, we'll just, no faces. No faces.
He says that now. Okay.
Are you serious? You can see me on webcam because I've totally been flossing for like the last 2 hours.
Why do you floss?
I love your nightshirt. It's so cute.
What?
The nightshirt that he's wearing.
What are you talking about?
How did you guys make it so that my camera didn't? It didn't glow blue. It always glows blue when it's on. How'd you make it so it didn't do that?
We're hackers.
No.
We have Norton and Amiris.
Yeah. It helps us hack into your computer.
Holy shit!
All right. So YouTube videos are 10 minutes long, so we can be there and back in 10 minutes.
What are we going to do? What are you going to do for 10 minutes? No, I don't want to.
We have to go break into the dumpster.
You should definitely have some, like, skipping and shit. Some random ass shit. And then just
like,
start.
Through a hopscotch.
Skipping? Like, we'll skipping go through along the way?
We'll go through a hopscotch board on the way there.
Like, Brad can, you'd be like, we're skipping along the way to the dumpster. Brad could put really cheesy music and make it slow-mo.
And be like da na na na.
Exactly.
And here we go. And then you can like turn around really abruptly so everything's blurry, and then the cops show up.
Oh shit!
While I'm in the dumpster.
but then he's a stripper.
And then he's a stripper.
I guess the best question to ask is: in a situation such as that, would you completely ditch out their RBCP or what? Like, if the cops showed up and you weren't so much in the dumpster and you saw like a clear line of sight to just GTFO,
yeah,
would
I'd
you
leave
totally
Evie.
Do
who
that?
Cares about her?
We would totally leave each other. That's
would
like,
you guys would?
But yeah.
Neither of us have a conscience.
No. Neither one of us. See, that's why we get along so well, is because we don't give a fuck.
I'm cracking up right now.
I mean, you know. To each his own. You just gotta go.
But like, one would think that there's like some sort of camaraderie that would be there, you know? Like,
no,
should
there,
I
there
go
is
back?
Once you get
like,
out. Once you get out of the situation, then you try to look for each other, you know, maybe a couple months down the road, but that's it.
Do you guys carry ID with you when you go
fuck
and stuff?
No. Are you fucking mad?
Do you have, like, a key or, like, something to get back into your abode and
oh,
stuff like
that? Oh,
that's
crazy talk.
Why would you do that? You have a Dropbox, man. You got to set up a Dropbox.
Jesus. Any distinguishing features? Like, do you guys carry your fingerprints and things like that?
No, you know rubber cement?
Yeah?
You just put that all over your fingers.
Oh.
They don't, like...
Don't your hands get heavy, then?
No. Jesus Christ.
God,
do you really have
question.
A Dropbox?
Dropbox? No, it's a place where you know and no one else does that you put all your shit when you're going to do a thing.
Like that fake rock that I have.
Yeah, that fake rock. No, you don't use rocks.
Or like my rape dungeon.
Yeah, there you go. As long as it's two levels down.
Hey, so, Brad, question.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think a male stripper that, like, his thing is he impersonates cops? If someone committed a murder and then they called the male stripper as a cop to show up, like, what do you think he would do? Or, like, if someone was, like... Like, what would that... I'm just trying to figure out that situation. Like, if you're trying to frame a male stripper who dresses like a cop, that's all I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying.
I think he would take the role.
It would just be funny.
I think so.
No.
Like, if there's a real emergency, and then he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not a cop, I'm just a stripper.
No.
That'd be crazy. It's his duty to help people.
What if a guy, he was a stripper, and he was dressed like a fireman, and then the house caught on fire? And they're like, we need a fireman. And he's like, oh, I'm just a stripper.
Are you just saying it would be funny to see a stripper go to jail for things that he didn't do when he does bad?
Are you a stripper?
No, it would be funny to be in a place where a guy's dressed completely like a fireman, and the place is on fire, and he's outside with his arms crossed, waiting for the fire truck. I'm just saying that'd be funny. That's all.
Would he be waiting for the fire truck, or would he be waiting for, I don't know, say a blanket?
I'm trying to picture this right now. I really am.
Okay, I'm saying there's some chicks, right?
They're
in their house. They're
with different area codes.
They're bachelorette-ing, you know what I mean? Bachelorette-ing.
And doing that thing that girls do.
The fireman, the stripper guy, comes to the door and he's like, hey, ladies, I heard you have a fire in here. Like, do you need some assistance? And then he goes in and then the house actually catches on fire.
Is this a porno?
No. But the house is actually on fire. And then he's outside and he's watching the house. And he's in a fireman suit. People are like, hey, why aren't you in the house? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just a stripper. That's the story.
I like the story.
No, you don't.
I'm really bad at stories. You gotta have a climax.
No, I like the story.
No, the story was fine, but it didn't have any, like, body to it. Like, there was a body to the... Yeah, what? Anyway, it wasn't exciting.
It was just the same. It was just the same all the way through.
Yeah, it was the same all the way through. It was a good story. You could have put some influx into it. Wasn't, maybe a little bit suspense.
Okay. I can do that next time.
Okay.
All right, let's work on that.
My favorite part about cops is when they run the people over that are running away. Like, in the car, they just, they fucking smash into them. That's the best, man.
I want to do that all the time. Whenever I'm driving, I want to run over people.
I know, the other day we had, we get snow in Canada. And the other day we got some snow. So, I'm driving down my road.
Hello, this is United States calling. Are we reaching...
You're listening to The Phone Show
with Evie and Evil Gold
and RBCP.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
Okay, continue.
So anyways, I comes out of my comes off my street and I pulls down this side road and I continues to get stuck in traffic. Fuck, man, people in Saskatchewan don't know how to drive when it snows, man.
People don't know how to drive ever.
Stupid Saskatchewans.
Fucking humans.
I'm glad I don't live there.
I'm glad I'm not a human.
It's a great place to live, man.
Here where all the drivers are awesome.
Yeah, actually, Oregon is full of amazing drivers.
Have you ever heard of a place called Solstice Supply in Oregon?
No.
No.
I ordered a snow deck from there. I'm not sure if you guys know what a snow deck is, but it's basically like a skateboard with a snowboard blade on the bottom of it. It's pretty awesome, in my opinion.
Wait, a snowboard blade?
Yeah, it's got a...
You're snowblowing while you skate?
Shh. Wait, what?
It's a skateboard with like a snowboard blade on the bottom, but like a not a huge snowboard, like a very small snowboard that fits about the same size as the skateboard.
So what, you mean a blade as in like... on the side of the board?
No. Here, I'll post you a picture. Or do you want me to describe it? Like,
under the board, like in place of the wheels, right?
There's like the skateboard, and then there's, instead of the wheels, there's like this trucks, and then there's just like a snowboard, little snowboard under it. So it's like two, it's almost like a double decker.
Like four little snowboards underneath of a board?
No, a single snowboard.
A single snowboard under a skateboard.
Yep.
Why?
I'm not sure I believe them.
Why would you do that?
It's awesome. Catch. Ah. Sounds like such a good idea.
It's like I don't know how to describe it.
Well, put it in IRC. I want to see it.
So intense.
I linked it.
To where?
There. It's in both.
Oh,
now.
I see. Okay.
Dude, how long can you stay up on that? Do you go to, like, top of the hills and shit?
Yeah, Oregon has some pretty fucking sweet hills, I've heard.
Yes.
I mean, Northern like, in Canada.
Oh, yeah, no, like, we have sunshine. We've got, like, 2,300 vertical feet at Norquay and Kananaskis.
You don't even... Okay, so you're actually skateboarding with, like, the grip tape? You're snowboarding with grip tape?
It's rubber.
Rubber.
Hold on. Let's see how they say it. I don't even know what the fuck it is, man. It's rubber.
That sounds
yeah.
amazing, because you know what I hate the most?
Doing up your bindings?
Boots. Yeah. That's the worst.
Fucking boots.
No.
How long can you stay on that thing, dude?
Like, basically all the way down to the bottom of the hill.
And you have a leash on it, like a surfboard?
Oh, no, you can totally carve. You can totally do anything that you can do on pretty much a normal snowboard.
Can you do, like, flips and stuff with it? With a skateboard? Like, 360 and...
I can't, but I imagine somebody out there could. Somebody who's much better than I am, anyways.
Nobody's better than you.
Oh, I mean, please. Just because I'm from Canada and we have snow all year round.
We have a mountain with snow all year round that you can snowboard or ski on.
I know. I got an aunt that lives in Oregon. She keeps telling me to come out there.
We should do that. And come to the phone show.
Let everyone in my house.
No. You wouldn't actually be allowed, so don't think that you could.
We'll make them come up the Death Canoe.
The Death Canoe. No.
It's like a test. If you can make it up the Death Canoe... And then you can come
We'll
inside.
Make him climb a cell phone tower.
Yeah.
And if he can do that and survive, then he can come.
That's brilliant.
Hey, speaking of cell phone towers, you guys want to know what's crazy? Apparently not anybody can just go and purchase a parachute. You have to have, like, training and stuff like that.
I bet you I could purchase a parachute before you could.
Well, that's because, like you said earlier, you've got better... No, wait, hold on.
Connections?
51% of the population or something
she's a
like
girl.
That.
Oh, yeah. I'm a girl. But I bet I bet you even if I was a dude, I could.
You're probably much more convincing than I am.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to actually take that back now.
You want to have a contest? And whoever wins the contest gets a sailboat. And the other person has to buy the other person a sailboat.
Can we first outline the contest before I agree
okay,
to it
the
or not?
The contest is one of us acquires a parachute, before the other.
Before sunrise.
And we have to post it in Phone Losers IRC before the other does. Be like, I have purchased a parachute. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've watched lots of YouTube videos about people that make mini parachutes attached to, like, for example, G.I. Joe or G.I. Jane in
oh,
your
yeah.
case.
Oh, yeah. I have about 45 of those in my car right now.
Parachutes?
Parachute little army men.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think they're real ones.
No, army men. We should throw them into the dumpsters from your roof.
Okay. while we're trashing.
While we're trashing. We can have a blower that blows yeah. all over the deck.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Apparently, I just Googled it. Where can I buy a parachute? And Yahoo Answers came up with...
Camed?
Army surplus stores. Because buying a surplus parachute would probably be the best option, you know?
Exactly.
Definitely. That's where I would buy my parachute.
I don't know if I'd trust a parachute that...
No. The contest was who could purchase a parachute before
okay,
the other.
Okay. Right.
It had nothing to do with jumping out of an airplane or being saved by one.
Hmm. That's not very exciting.
I could, like, buy a giant windsock.
No, no, no. There's a second part. There's a second part.
I think windsock
is
more appropriate.
Okay, so one person buys the parachute, and then the other person buys it.
Yeah.
For the person that wins the sailboat, they have to jump out of a plane with that parachute.
The army surplus parachute.
I love this idea so much.
Watch out.
Okay. That's all right. They're empty.
I think it's pretty cool, though, the accent that you have from Saskatchewan. Like, you say... you say, like, Oregon, or you say, like...
Oh, that's just redneck.
Like, yeah, that's just people that have never been to Oregon. They say that. No, because my friend in New Jersey does the same thing.
It's not an accent. It's just a few...
You guys say, like Oregon.
Oregon,
like, yeah. like the instrument that you play.
Oregon. Oregon. But it's Oregon. You just kind of... It all goes together.
There's like little words, like differences. I'm just saying. I'm not, you know, not like an accent, really. You couldn't tell, like, but there's like different words that you use.
You have a bit of an accent as well.
Really? What kind of accent do I have?
Awesome. No, you're awesome. Exaggerating it.
Awesome. Oh, I don't know.
Have you guys heard Brent Spiner's music?
I want to hear that. No.
Motherfucker, I'm awesome. No, I'm awesome.
I don't like this song. It's not really that awesome. Well, we're going to take a break.
Are we? Okay.
All right. Have fun with your trash cans.
Okay, are we going to go trash?
Are we going to go trash?
Yeah, we should. I'll use my phone. I'll videotape it.
We have to get Evil Gold up and to look out the window to look out for
well,
us.
Well, the webcam won't even reach over to the window. So it's okay. We can just YouTube it and put it up on YouTube tomorrow. Or tonight.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know.
Gotta put some cheesy music in there.
I've got an umbrella.
Umbrellas will not help. With
is it raining bad?
It's not raining that bad.
There's no cops. There's no cops in Albany.
There's no cops in Albany. I live in Portland, guys. I don't go to Albany very often. So,
that's cool. I thought about moving there.
Where?
Portland, Oregon.
Were you hoping to have a job when you got here?
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, no.
that's a loose term, I suppose. I don't know what to say.
There's no jobs in Portland. That's
what's
what
the name of that body of water that's beside Portland?
The Indian Ocean.
The Pacific?
No, the Indian.
Or the Columbia River?
I don't know. I'm asking you guys.
Don't you have Google?
It's the Antarctic Ocean.
Sturgeon Lake?
Sturgeon.
All right, before we chicken out, let's go do the trashing run.
I might be too drunk.
No, it's okay. I'll
She doesn't want to do it, man. This is like pure pressure and shit.
No, I was peer pressuring him earlier. It's okay.
To do what?
I'm just kidding.
Nothing.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
Can you play that intro thing where it's like everything's really serious and then you just cut in their names? It was like EV and EV Gold and RBCP. You know? No?
I can do that.
I don't know. What the fuck am I talking about anymore? I think phones are bad. Here we go.
You're listening to The Phone Show
with Evie and Evil Gold
and RBCP. Okay, let's go to the phones. Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
All right, good night, guys.
Are you going to bed?
We're
going to
go trashing.
Pussy.
You should go trashing with us.
What?
They have Ustream for iPhones, I think.
Oh, do you guys want to come follow us on Restream? Because we'll be broadcasting live from the dumpsters of
I've
Quest.
Got something for you. Don't go away.
I would totally watch it.
Would you?
I gotta find the app
watch
store.
Watch me fall into the abyss of eternal stench. I don't know. It's probably a food dumpster and I don't even know it.
Yeah, it's really a Chinese restaurant over there.
Uh-huh.
You guys got Lindsay Lohan's number from a Chinese food restaurant
no,
dumpster?
No, it's from
yes,
the Quest
exactly.
Dumpsters.
An equestrian dumpster?
Yes. Comcast.
I have no clue what equestrian means.
All right, let's go.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Okay, we're going to go now. You got to give them some music or something to listen to.
Okay.
Dead air is bad.
Just give me one second.
So we're going to be gone for like 15, maybe 20 minutes.
No, not that
long. I want to have a cigarette and the same time.
Drugs are bad.
Your mom's a drug.
Who are you? 50 times a day. Oh, we're back. What are we doing?
We're searching through the trash now.
I think they fell for it.
I'm convinced.
We actually did go in the dumpsters.
We leaned into them and saw all the cardboard.
There was cardboard. There was pallets. There was cable reels.
What could possibly be in the phone company property that's of any worth really anymore?
None.
Because they haven't done anything, you know?
Lots of them.
No more innovation.
Lots of them, they've got like shredders and stuff like that.
They used to have a full beer now. You should share it.
I totally heard you swallow.
Sorry. I'm a bit of an alcoholic. Can't help it.
Hey, aren't we all?
All right. We are back online.
Let's call somebody.
Let's call someone. Who wants to be caller number one?
Did
what?
Did your other person wake up? I totally forgot the nickname that you or the handle.
Evil Gold.
The alias Evil Gold. I'm gonna have to type that down in my notepad. Just
you
so
should
I don't
look
forget.
It up on Google.
Evil Gold?
Yeah, he's been published in 2600.
And I touched him.
Yeah, and he touched him. Brad's been published in 2600, too.
Is Evil Gold one word or two?
One word.
One. Tried to hack into a server.
What's the word?
Evilgold.net.
No, to get them to say. 7-Eleven.
The Budweiser. Because that's what I'm drinking. 16.
That's the word?
Circle K 76.
76? If you divide that by 5, what would that number be?
Divide that by 5?
Yeah, 76. Or 75, it's all right.
Can you hang one moment, please?
Okay, sure.
I'm going to hang.
If you can just do this math problem, then that's it. I've won.
He had to go get a calculator. He's like, wait a minute. My cell phone is in my bag.
He had to call his lifeline.
He's probably taking off his shoes and socks right now.
That's what I just did. Are we on Ustream?
Yes. Would you like to be off of Ustream?
No. I want to just see the feed.
Okay.
Are you guys watching on Ustream?
I could be.
Oh, well.
Three people are.
You don't need to be.
Don't watch.
Totally don't know the URL.
Oh, good.
CactiRadio.com.
Thanks for holding.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, yes. Could you tell me what 75 divided by 5 is?
75 divided by 5?
Yes, please.
Well, let's go with 12.
No, that's impossible.
You guys just hanging out front still?
Out front, yeah.
Yeah, we're just...
Where are you?
We're just hanging out, talking math.
You know, I'm actually inside the store. That's why I came up with 12.
Oh, right. I get that.
It makes perfect sense. But well, what is
I figured
for...
I was wrong about the other other division.
Oh, no, what I was asking, are you still looking for that stuff you were looking for?
Still looking for what stuff?
Oh, wait, if
for?
You were thinking 12, then what's 12 plus 4?
I have no clue.
No, 12 maybe, and then 4 more.
Maybe 48?
No, 12 plus 4, not times.
No, dude, we're multiplying now, man.
No.
So past the 16.
Let's divide. Divide
Come
and conquer.
On. 12 plus 4. That's all we need.
Well, I do know that if you get it right, 1 and 1 can equal 3 or more.
Oh, no. You're right.
1 plus 1 can make
I like this
three
guy.
Do you know what you're talking? Do you know what you're talking? You're talking mad scientist shit right there.
No, I'm talking health 101.
No, that's not health. That's mad.
Mad, I tell you.
I am so lost.
Are we still having Olive Garden with milk?
So you said 12.
You're wrong for that, right?
But what's
what if you took 12 and you added 4 to it?
Or what if you added 1 to 15?
1 to 15?
Yeah.
What would that answer be?
He's talking about like 16 and you're talking about 16. So.
He said 16.
16, he said it. What? Tell me what he's won,
like
Johnny. Tell me what he's won.
Woo!
All right.
I kind of like 32 better, though.
32?
Fuck that. It's all about 16.
12 plus 4 plus 15 plus 1.
Oh! You got me there.
I'm like trying to do the math in my head.
Did he say 48?
30. Fuck.
What would 16 by 16? Times 16 be?
16 times 16?
Yeah.
A bunch.
512? 1024? 2048?
248.
9046?
Aren't you the one with the calculator on the phone? You figure this out,
Wait
man.
A minute. I thought that's where you were going to get the calculator. I told you.
I
wasn't going anywhere. I'm standing here.
I had one too many shots tonight.
Hey, man, I'm just going to start printing lottery tickets.
Oh, fuck yeah, let's do it. Let's start printing them. Hey, you want to send them to me once you print them?
No, not really.
Oh, I got a P.O. box number for you right now.
I was going to say, how am I supposed to make money if I give them to you?
No, the way that you make money is by giving me money, and then I'll give you the rest.
It's like
that doesn't work for me.
No. See, what I do is I buy diamonds.
You can say you knew Evie. That alone, you know.
That alone, yes.
But I thought you were the one that made like $38,000 a day.
Oh no, not a day.
You're mistaken him from an earlier call.
What's your name?
No. She
What's your name?
$38,000 a day, and then it turned into millions.
Right, exactly. What's your name?
It's called investing.
We're gonna figure out how much you're gonna make by your name. You're on a radio show right now, by the way.
Okay.
Say hello, audience. Audience.
Oh, hey, sorry, man. Hey, what's going on, man?
Okay, so what's your name?
What is my name?
Your name.
WCF, mate.
Did you forget?
No.
Hurry up. We got to put it into the computer.
Yeah, the computer only gives us a few
minutes. I said what my name was.
What is your name?
Are you talking past the crazy Australian guy?
Oh, no. We're not talking to the crazy Australian
guy. We need
the
legal name. Can you turn off the camera?
No.
Okay. So, legal name.
I think he hung up.
Really?
Boo! I heard that too. Yeah.
Oh, no, he's still there.
Oh, is he there? Hello? Hello?
Okay, I think he just flipped a bitch.
What? That was awesome.
Flipped a bitch? No.
Somebody flipped a bitch.
All right. We need to call someone else.
All right. Who should we call?
Let's call... Oh, I know this restaurant that's open 24 hours. And their waitresses are always really mean.
Okay.
Shit. If I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but I know exactly where it is, can we find it that way?
I don't know. That sounds kind of hard.
Wait a minute.
Rick's Google Cafe. Open.
Rick's?
Which
Rick's?
City?
Virginia Beach, Virginia. On Virginia Beach Boulevard. Rick's Cafe.
Rick's Cafe, 1612 Virginia Beach Boulevard, number 105, Virginia Beach, VA 23454-4628. And area code is 757. Phone number is 425-1625.
All right, let's go there.
That's what I got, too.
Okay, so they painted the walls in there yellow because the ban on smoking happened, and they had yellow walls anyway, so they tried to cover it up by painting their walls yellow.
What? So
what we need to do is to convince them to tell us the reason why they painted
Thanks,
their...
Thanks, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I was wondering if you could answer a question for me.
Sure.
I used to come there all the time, and then I moved away, and then I came back again, and I realized that your walls were painted yellow.
They're like a terracotta color.
Terracotta. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I used to go there, we would smoke cigarettes and drink coffee until the day's end, and mm-hmm. and it was just an amazing place, and now that the place is colored yellow, it's a hard place for me to be.
The wall color is bothering you?
Yeah, it really is. And I just don't even know what to do. You know, the smell of the smoke used to, like, bring me home. And now that I don't live there anymore, when I come and visit, I just, you know, I want to be able to be in the same place where I grew up, really. You know, the waitresses mm-hmm. there were kind of like my mothers in a way.
Well, and you can definitely assure me that this is not a prank call.
A what?
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to come down to earth with somebody. And are you available for that?
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you. And so, you know, I don't know what kind of pull you have, or if you have a suggestion box or something.
We do. Like, you could come in and talk to the owner.
The owner?
Or his wife, Donna.
Donna.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know her last name?
Sorry. What's her last name? It's Brunson.
Brunson? Mm-hmm. Donna Brunson. Oh, wonderful. So I'll just come in and ask for her. You said she's in during the daytime?
Normally, yes. Like dinner shift.
Do you don't happen to have a phone number for you, do you?
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
Sorry.
Well,
I would give it to you if I did.
I just have a real personal question real quick, and this is kind of, this is off, you know, off the record, whatever. You know, we used to smoke cigarettes, and then the cigarette ban happened, and I was wondering, mm-hmm. was the color change on the walls, was that because of the cigarette smoke damage, or?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm. I think they just like the color, and they wanted to change it.
They like that color. Wow, that just makes me angry. It's such a weird color.
That's weird, huh?
Yeah. I'm sorry you have to work in an environment where the color is just that weird.
I like it. It's eccentric.
You do? Okay.
I do.
Do you ever go to Cool and Eclectic?
Sometimes, yes. Why?
Oh, I was just wondering. I've been there a few times, and it just seems like everyone there is doing coke.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it's just weird. Anyway. It just made me think of that. Okay, well, I just say I just wanted to say have a great night, and thank you for listening. And
no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, just come in and talk to Donna anytime you want.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye.
Terracotta is Italian for baked earth from the Latin terra.
Except for it's fucking yellow.
So weird. Like, who says terracotta, and who even knows that that's a color?
Someone who works at Rick's Cafe. Is that Dios or Gunnar? That's Dios. Hey, Dios.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just giving you a shout out because you're the only one left on the air. You're the only one that's stuck with us.
Fair enough, fair enough. Yeah, it's only like 3:21 a.m. in the wonderful world of Saskatchewan right at this time. Oh, still geez. Snowing. We've gotten about 4 inches worth of snow in the last hour.
That's amazing. Can I come visit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm gonna steal your porch light.
Saskatchewan's really boring, though. It's flat.
No. Like, when your porch light is gone, you'll know that I've been there.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. My dog might bark.
No, not when I come.
Oh, you're stealthy, stealthy.
I'm a ninja.
You're a rogue?
No. I told you I was a ninja.
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 What colors your what do ninjas wear?
Ninjas wear normal people clothes because if they didn't, then they would stick out, you fuck.
Well, then everybody would know that they were ninjas exactly. If they weren't wearing normal clothes.
Fuck that.
I love that logic. That's sweet.
Oh, so you would never even know I was me.
There's no black on black with gold trim or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. If you wear that, you are a noob.
A noob ninja?
Yes. You might be stealthy, but you're definitely a noob.
Fair enough.
Uh-oh. I think Brad went to go get more beer, so it's just you and I.
Like, to the beer store to get more beer, or to the fridge to get more beer?
Maybe to either. I'm not sure. I haven't checked in the fridge for a while, but we have a lot more empties than we did earlier. So, maybe he went to the store.
Fair enough. Is he walking, or is that a drinking and driving adventure?
Oh, no, he would definitely be walking. We're downtown.
Oh, really?
You don't drink and drive downtown.
I can tell you guys a wonderful story about one time when... we're not going to tell that story.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
But you have to give it a climax and, like, give it some edge. You know, you got to put some spunk into it. That way it's an entertaining story.
Oh, that's going to take a lot of effort. I'm going to have to sit up for this one, I think.
Okay, maybe take a couple shots of coffee, a couple shots of vodka.
I drank an entire pot of coffee today. But anyways, outside of Regina, they have Rock in the Valley. Outside of Regina, they have Rock in the Valley. And we have music that plays there.
Okay.
Big bands.
Okay.
I'm impressed.
It's awesome.
It's awesome, awesome, awesome.
I thought you were gone.
Oh, he just came back. With more beer!
This one's for you.
Thank you.
What are you guys drinking?
We should have got more beer.
There's a store like half a block away.
I thought that's where you went.
It's closer than 7-Eleven. No. I just went to the kitchen.
Are you guys drinking... Hold on. On your website, so it had pictures. Are you guys drinking Bud or more Heineken?
Oh, wait, we're not drinking Heineken. Do you see us on Ustream?
No. I told you, I don't know the link.
He doesn't know the link.
It's cactiradio.com/chat, and there's a Ustream window inside of there.
Oh, do I ever feel retarded now?
Do you ever?
What the fuck? Dios?
Hey, man. Like, I'm new to this whole internet thing.
Uh-uh.
You're on AOL, aren't you?
What? No, there's nothing on here. Click here for the phone show chat room.
Yeah, that one. We're on the phone show.
Oh, I see. This is fancy. You guys are fancy.
We are fancy. Look at that.
What kind of beer is that?
Fancy beer.
Looks like
Wonder
kind
Twin
of
Powers.
Color.
Activate.
Oh, those are definitely the Budweisers.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're tall. They're 16 fluid ounces. That's where I got that number.
We have three kinds of beer laying all over this room.
What the fuck?
What?
You have the David Hasselhoff fan thingy?
What?
And the ad will end in 19 seconds?
Oh my god, it's like...
Is that what you're getting?
Like, no, it's Ustream's advertising.
Oh,
and it just
no.
happened to advertise David Hasselhoff to him.
Whoa, that
totally
is so
did.
Weird.
It hears us talking. It's using our voices as keywords.
Whoa, we should start talking about dildos. See what happens. Dildos, 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 dildos.
Dildos, dildos, dildos.
Dildos, dildos. Dildos. Cactus. Cactus, cactus, dildos, cactus.
There's eight people on now, so everyone needs to go to Ustream and tell us what commercial you see.
Cactus, dildos.
Dildos, dildos, dildos.
Cactus with a dildo.
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff.
I was just
dildos.
Freaking out. All of a sudden, there was a whole bunch of echoing going on, and then I realized why.
Do you like that? Did I already finish that beer?
There's no way. Did you really?
Oh, those are tall cans, too. You guys are just getting livid.
I want to call somebody.
Okay, go.
What's open this time of night? And what
everything.
City?
Come on, 24-hour whatever.
If you go to the East Coast, it'll be like probably about 5:30 in the morning.
Oh,
almost 6:30 in the morning.
We should call the naval base. We should call the naval base. This is when everyone goes to work. No, we're not calling the naval base. They'll find us. I used to work there.
Whoa, this Ustream.tv is crazy, man. I can, like, see you guys. You're, like,
whoa.
Doing stuff.
We're doing things.
Fuck.
I'm drinking beers, talking into microphones.
Watching the game.
Yeah. Are you watching the game? I'm going to kill everybody.
Which game?
The game.
The game with 50 Cent's crew.
Wait. Don't ever mention that again, okay? Did you hear me?
Oh, I do apologize. Like, I'll be right back.
All right. Stop and go in League City, Texas.
Stop. He's gone. Mm. So
what word am I going to make him say? Budweiser.
Cactus. Three times.
Valero, this is Charles speaking.
Hello, do you sell Arizona iced tea there?
No, sir, we don't.
Oh, well, do you serve any kind of tea there? Maybe Lipton?
We have some tea.
Oh, is any of it the flavor of that green plant in the desert? You know, the green plant in the desert that has kind of arms and it's prickly? And you can't touch it or you'll get hurt?
The cactus?
What word is it? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that very good.
Cactus?
Did you say Dodge pickup? Which word was it again? I'm sorry.
Cactus.
Yay!
You win! You win $1,000. Are you excited? Z100 has just awarded you $1,000. How do you feel about it?
Good.
Good. What are you going to do with your $1,000?
What's your favorite menstruation station?
Are you there?
Z101.
Yeah.
Z101! You're not excited. We're going to have to go to the next caller. This isn't going to work out.
Yeah, sorry. No $500 for you.
Okay.
He
he's
just
happy.
Accepted it.
Yeah, he was like,
okay.
He accepts his life in the 7-Eleven.
It went from 1,000 to 500 to nothing, and he was like, okay, no big deal. Whatever.
I didn't lose anything.
That guy was so great.
Shit. What?
Nothing, nothing. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Do you guys know what the word ephemeral means?
Tell us. Enlighten us.
I'm going to have to actually, like, Google define that word so that I don't sound like an idiot. I was asking you guys if you knew. I don't even know how to spell it, man.
We're not very smart.
Yeah, we're only street smart. We're like that type of smart that isn't book smart, but it's real smart. Getting things for free.
That's right. Let's go ring the doorbell at Quest now.
In the will call.
What the fuck, Evie?
Whoops. Did you hear that?
I heard all of it. You guys said you're going to go ring some doorbell in Willcom or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
What the fuck was that?
Something's on.
I totally felt left out, so I totally had to go and get beer and bring it into this room.
It's not really on fire, but it looks like it could be on fire soon. What is that?
What is it? What?
What is that thing that's on fire underneath of your desk?
It's the heater. It's just the heater.
Why is it purple?
It wasn't turned on because of all the lights around here.
No. There is purple coming from beneath your desk, and it's making me purple too.
It's Halloween lighting. It's rope lights.
I am so lost right now.
Yeah, you're definitely not as intoxicated as us. Or in the studio. You should fix that. Fix one.
I'm counting, what is that? 2, 4, 6, and then you each have one apiece.
Oh, they're all over the floor.
Yeah, but they're all over the floor and on the over there, too. We've been
really?
Here for a while.
Is this like a nightly occurrence for you guys? I mean, sitting down and drinking, you know, maybe a double six pack of
only for her,
Tall Boys
not for me.
Only for me. I'm the alcoholic. I make other people drink binge purging. But
hey, that is hard on the body.
She comes home at 6 a.m. and drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah,
I'm sick of it, Evie. We need to
you
have
didn't
a serious
have to
talk.
On the air. You know.
Usually, yeah, I don't know. I could. There's a couple things I could say. Like, for example, when I had a person that was staying at my house that I like to crawl into bed with when I arrived home at drunk at nights, it was, they'd always like push me away and tell me, not now, go leave me alone, things of that sort. Arriving home drunk just doesn't have the same.
Bastard.
I'm fucking angry right now.
I would be too.
Did you drive home drunk tonight?
You guys just got me so worked up.
You know, your story didn't sound like you were worked up, though.
It sounded like you were sad.
Yeah, it sounded very sad and depressed and lonely. And like you're going to go cry and masturbate in the corner now.
We want to help you.
Feelings are ephemeral, you know? Like, tomorrow they'll be gone. They're here right now, but
you have
I'm
feelings?
Working through it.
You haven't been doing. You haven't been doing well at being a man.
Men don't have feelings.
I think it's. I swear to God, it's because I start watching you guys on Ustream. I'm seeing you guys look at each other and like smile and like laugh and stuff like that. I just gotta turn this off because it's totally fucking with my chi and my vibe.
Good. We like it. Hey, look, we wrote something for you.
Our happiness is another's misery.
There's something for you in this book that I'm going to read to you.
Man, infomercials on this time of night?
Do you
watch cable? A silk screen.
Do you watch cable?
Is that a show? Or like, do you mean do I have TV with multiple channels?
Yeah, that's what I meant, the second one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm watching, it's called a You Do. It's a silk screen, like a something you can just buy.
Wow, I hate it.
Do your own silk screening.
I don't like it at all.
You've been taken over.
You know what a table of contents is?
Will you shut up, Brad? I want to find it on my own, okay? So okay. I'm going to look for it.
You win.
And when I find it, I'm going to be happy because I did it on my own.
You're the winner.
Okay. That's what I wanted to hear.
Getting closer.
Are we still going to
Getting
Diaz? Closer. Diaz.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Fuck.
What the fuck, I don't Diaz?
I do not go anywhere.
Wait, say your name.
It's I like to call it Diazepam. No, it's trapezoid backwards. Actually, that's what it originally started out as.
Trapezoid backwards? Dios?
Diazepart, and then everybody just calls me Dios. Or it started out as being Diaz.
That's easier. It makes sense.
If Cactus only had the wasted cactus. Two cactus. There was no cactus for Cactus now. He cactused.
He cactused.
What?
The next cactus, the cactus faced the cactus. Every cactus cactused under his cactus.
Hell
there
yeah,
was, there
he
was
did.
cactus, while one might cactus. The cactus was cactusing his cactus. Then he cactused. Who cactus the cactus?
I'm not sure if it sounds dirty or not.
I think it's very dirty. This is ridiculous. Okay, here's some dialogue. Cactus, did you cactus this cactus? A cactus, another cactus? Cactus, did you cactus? Another cactus. Cactuses grew more cactus under the slow cactus of the cacti. The cactus,
in total suspense.
The ranks of cactuses considered a cactus. Then turned to the cactus. Cactus? A shake of the cactus. Cactus! The cactus sign. Cactus, did you cactus?
Poor Dios.
Another cactus.
He thinks he's
the
tripping.
The next cactus was cactus. Cactus
You're
was
not tripping,
cactusing
Dios.
From cactus to cactus with cactus and... In a sense of the cactusness of cactus. Cactus.
I had to flip back to the stream to figure out what the fuck was going on. I figured out you're reading a book, but I don't believe that you're actually reading a book.
No, you don't understand. I'm actually reading this book. Wait a minute.
Are you replacing nouns with the word cactus?
No, I am not.
Show him which book.
Can you show it to him?
It's the most amazing book in the world.
You should have this book.
I'm looking. Oh my god. Phone Losers of America. Oh my god.
It's only a 3-page story. So let me go on.
Is that just an entire book full
no,
of the...
No, it's not. I promise you. It's only a 3-page story, but it's the most hilarious 3-page story you've ever read
thick,
in your
though.
Life. It is very thick. See, this Looks is my like finger, and that's how thick it
that's
is.
That's just one chapter. There's the chapter of Roy also. No, I'm just kidding.
Then she cactused her little cactus and cactused.
Cactused? Is that even a word?
It is now, motherfucker.
Be so cactus if you want. I know cactus that's going to cactus. You just cactus and you'll cactus.
You have to do
cactus,
one hand
cactus,
like this.
Cactus!
Do one hand like this.
And she cactused out of the cactus when they knew cactus of cactus.
I'm really moved right now.
This is the most amazing.
I'm almost
amazing.
In tears.
Dios is almost in tears.
Yeah, are you in tears? Do you want to put you in tears? Cactus stood cactus. Rather cactused. What? What is that word?
Did somebody write this book?
Let's see.
Well, obviously, I guess somebody did obviously write it.
C-A-C-T-U-S-E-D.
Cactus did.
No, there's no extra T.
I know, it's cactus.
Cactus Ted. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather cactused. By this cactus. He said to cactus, "What is cactus kind of cactus a cactus is? Never been cactused in a cactus! Cactus! What a cactus! That's cactus like a cactus." They're so cactused and cactus. Well, of course. And I cactused all the told, the old, and the cactus on this little cactus because cactus of getting cactused on her. And cactus, so cactus, but cactus of it?
Holy shit.
This is ridiculous. I cannot believe that exists.
I don't believe it exists. If I wasn't watching it on Ustream Live right now, I
she
would
just made it all up.
I did not made any of that up. I fucked that up a little bit, but I didn't.
Hey, here's
it
a question. Here's a question I want to know. This is I'm really mad right now. How much if you guys had to buy beer, say a six pack of Tall Boys, how much would that cost you in the wonderful world of Oregon?
$4.99.
Oh fuck! If you're serious,
sales tax
for Pabst Blue Ribbon, hams cost $4.50.
Are you serious?
But I never get hams. No. Yeah, it's $5 for a six pack.
You're fist fucking me right now.
No, for reals.
No, it's real.
You want to know how much a six pack of Tall Boys is?
I think you're about to tell us.
I do.
Are you interested? Do you actually want to know?
I really am.
You know, you're actually putting climax into this story, so I really want to know the ending.
I want it to be a happy ending.
It's probably around $18.50 past sundown.
Holy fucking shit.
You're wrong.
You don't believe me?
I don't.
Evie doesn't.
Send me a receipt.
I totally believe you.
Send me a receipt of a six-pack of Tallboy PBRs being bought at $16.
You're on.
And I'll send you a book. I'll send you a book. I'll buy you a book from Brad. I'll buy you a book.
I'll scan it. I'll scan it tomorrow when I go and pick it up.
No.
Yeah, right.
You can't scan shit because you can manipulate images. I want you to send me an actual receipt. Send it to Brad's P.O. box.
I'll forget all about it. I'll be like, what the fuck is this number on the trash?
No, I won't forget.
Okay.
Put Evie on it. Say, ask Evie.
Yeah.
I got no problem doing that. It's not a problem.
Do it. Do a who is on phonelosers.org.
P.O. box.
Send it to Brad's P.O. box.
Done. Consider it done. I wonder how much postage is.
Probably not very much.
It won't be as much for you
less
as
than
it
a
will
dollar.
Be for us.
Less than a dollar.
But in that package, you also have to send us your personal address because we have to have some place to send the...
Yeah, that'll trick him.
The book. No, Brad gets personal addresses all the time. Don't think we're sending you a prank.
We're professionals here.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Obviously.
I know. I wasn't... Yeah, I know.
We wouldn't fuck over a Phone Losers of America fan. Ever. Mm-mm.
So you wouldn't hang out with me all night in a Target?
In a Target?
Yeah.
That's closed?
Yeah. We'll hide behind boxes.
You know, they have... You would have to hide behind boxes and then shit and pee also behind those boxes because they have motion sensors. You wouldn't be able to move.
I've never seen a motion sensor inside of a Target.
No, they're there.
Maybe their cameras detect motion.
No, they have cameras and they have motion sensors. Their motion sensors aren't normal motion sensors.
How are they not normal?
They're a laser.
Oh, shit.
Line of sight.
Lasers. It's like the future.
Yeah, but they're not like visible lasers.
Oh, yeah,
just,
yeah,
like,
I know.
Little, like if anything gets in the way of their, like they keep detecting how far away the next thing they hit. And then if that ever changes, then they send off a sensor.
So we have to walk really slow, like in that movie,
Very
Sneakers.
Slow. Oh, I work in
this.
We
have to wear a heat suit.
I work in this office building sometimes where I have a lawyer client.
Mm-hmm.
And they have motion sensors, but the motion sensor actually has like a little LED at the bottom that tells you when it's going off. So I was able to practice while I was working for my client how slow I needed to go throughout the office to move.
To carry an answering machine that has a secret
and
chip in it.
Very, very slow, like slower than you want to go.
But it's because it was like, too cool in there. You had to turn up the heat.
No.
Like in sneakers.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
It's infrared. It's
no,
heat.
No, it's not. No. And anyway, there would be no way you would have control.
I like your story still.
But in that same building, there mm-hmm. there is this access to a phone, like, to the little punchboard panels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the whole building.
Wow.
And it's completely open.
That's hilarious.
And no cameras.
Hey, here's a question for you guys.
PLA Radio 27.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'm sorry, what was that? Dios?
No, you said you're talking about punch boxes. In do you guys have ped boxes? I guess, like in your backyard, for example, we have buried service lines for all of our pod services. We've got an old school copper network, and like in my backyard, there is a ped with probably around all of my neighbors' telephone services running through it.
Can I interrupt you for a second? Okay, I want you to look up something called thermite.
To put on the ped.
And then put it on the ped. And then take some magnesium and light it.
But then I wouldn't be here
and then
chatting
walk
with you wonderful
away.
Folk.
We'll be your alibi.
Yeah, we'll be like, no, he was on the phone show with us all night.
Yeah, he was here all night.
You don't even know. No, we've got recorded evidence that he was on the phone show all night.
We can loop your voice.
Yeah.
So it'll seem like you were here the whole time.
True.
Who is it that says that in a rap song? True.
That's the Budweiser commercials.
No.
Do you guys think old people should have computers?
Oh, dude.
Like, at what age do you think that a person should like not have a computer?
It should be like the driver's license. As soon as they can't drive anymore, take away their computer.
Take away their computer.
What do you do? Like, everything's online banking. Everything's like...
Nah, they still do it by mail, too.
Do you feel sorry for the people that just, you know, can't keep
up
with the way that...
What was that? Do I feel what?
Do you feel sorry for the people that just can't keep up?
Sorry. I actually volunteer 9 hours out of my week to an organization teaching people how to work computers at any age.
Oh my God, you're like the worst liar in the world.
I actually am not lying. The organization
I've
is called
seen
Free
her
Geek.
There. It's called what?
Free Geek.
Yeah, freegeek.org.
Everyone should check out Free Geek because it's the most amazing place on earth. And the reason why I moved to Portland is because Free Geek exists in Portland.
I'm actually looking this up right now. If you're trolling me,
freegeek.org.
Freegeek.org.
Then you'll see.
And then if you go on to the Freaky Wiki, which is the Free Geek Wiki, you'll see my name several times.
He's so going to believe you in a few minutes after he looks at this.
He might.
I'm too lazy to go through the entire site, but freegeek.org is definitely a valid site, and it definitely appears like it's in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, and take it that. Does. And it resides like only, I would say 36 blocks away from where I live right now.
That's not very far.
Okay, second part to that question.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, I had to think of how I was going to word it correctly. Oh yeah, second part to that question. Do you think old people should have computers?
I think that if you feel like you want a computer, that you should be able to have it and also be able to use it. I don't think that any person who feels like he wants to be a part of the internet should be cut off from it by any means.
I think I'm a very condescending computer user. I mean, like... My first computer I got when I was like in grade 5, you know, and I don't think I've ever gotten off it.
Are you watching Ustream still?
I think so.
Oh.
I just need to spin around. I have like three monitors here.
This is the back. Yes, I am. That's the back of my computer. Do you see the Free Geek symbol?
You are serious. I totally thought you were just like, you know, rattling okay. my chain, jerking my chain,
Free
you
Geek
know.
Free Geek is the center because that means the most to me. And then on the side here is Noise Bridge. That's a hackerspace in San Francisco. Yep. And then Phone Losers of America, which I am currently broadcasting on. And this is WordPress down here.
I'm shock and awe.
So, eat that.
Shock and awe.
All right. Do you see Brad's laptop?
No, that's below the camera line of sight.
Do you know who MC Chris is?
Not a clue. Nope.
He's a nerd MC. Anyway, he has a hostile takeover without paperwork. It's a piracy sticker.
Spin it a little bit more. Sweet.
Yeah. His laptop's really heavy.
It looks big.
It's a Mac. Mine's a Mac, too. But I put Linux on mine, fortunately.
The Mint, that's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I like Mint for the Mac, because it works out of the box. With my main computer, I like Arch, because I get to build it from scratch. Well, I mean, not the kernel, but, you know, you get to choose everything that you have installed on it. It's kind of like a free... of anything standard version of Linux, and then you add on to it how you see fit. You put on, you know, whatever GDM that you would want. And
speaking of open source software, have you heard the Microsoft? Have you seen the Microsoft Office campaign in regards to the Open Office?
Yes, I have.
You have seen that? Propaganda, if I do
it's
say so myself.
Very interesting, because here in Portland, or actually I'm not in Portland right now, but in Portland, they have the open source conference, which is the O'Reilly OSCON.
Yep.
And that was largely supported by Microsoft. And it was very weird, because there was a lot of Microsoft people there, but you know, they were just kind of keeping their mouth shut. Intel was another big sponsor, and that was interesting as well. You know, they're experimenting with some like low power processors that can be used for Linux applications and mobile and netbook applications. And it was very interesting, because lots of people there that aren't really into open source, like publicly, or they are only so that the open source community thinks that they're cool or whatever. And they were there trying to hire people. So I really think that the reason why any of those people go into those types of conferences or sponsors them or whatever, and they're like, okay, well, Microsoft must be cool because they're sponsoring this open source conference. Okay, so let's see what they have to say. And they have, you know, very good salesmen that are trying to pitch these jobs. And so they're trying to get these amazing developers that develop almost for free, you know, to a community. And they're trying to get them to sign up for working for those companies. It's so weird and frustrating. And, you know, a lot of people, I feel like, that are involved in the open source community want to be free from that kind of thing, but they're being subjected to it no matter where they go.
Do you know any coders or developers personally?
I do. I know a few.
If those coders or those open source developers were to all of a sudden, we're going to say hop ship and go and work for, say, conglomerations such as Microsoft, would you condemn them? Would you berate them to their faces? Would you
actually
treat them like they were less than human?
Past. I did a lot of stuff for, well, I did a lot of physics work before. I went to school for physics and some of the people that I went to school with, actually three of them that were my friends in college, they all work for Microsoft now. Three of them do. And the moment that I found out that one of them was, like, applying to work for Microsoft, I was, you know, kind of hesitant on wanting to be, like, interacting with them, you know, anyway. But then it was kind of, it was just, like, the last straw. It's like, okay, well, I don't really care for you that much of, as a human being right now anyway. But now that you're working for Microsoft, I don't even want to talk to you. So I'm going to go do this other thing that I don't even want to have anything to do with you.
Yep. So I'm still watching this You Do commercial. No, I don't know what to say. I think about, for example, the large corporations that have made these softwares, for example, Windows. And then I think about, for example, the people that are writing viruses for Windows. And, like, you wonder what the odds are of that person that's writing the virus for the Windows operating system being, like, some kid sitting in his basement who's just bored as fuck. Being like, And you wonder how, like, a corporation full of, like, I don't know, probably, like, at least a couple thousand people, or a couple thousand people developing this wonderful thing we know as the Microsoft operating system being taken down by, like, a single person who just, you know, where there's a will, there's a way.
Well, I think that's a consequence of not having an open source code, is that you don't have people working on it because they want to use it. It's just that they don't care as much. And they fix the largest vulnerabilities that they can see.
Yeah, that's why I posted you the wimp.com, the open office attack. That was awesome.
Are we on Ustream still?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I have no clue. Let me turn all the way around. No, you guys aren't. There's a dude giving me the finger right now.
Oh, good.
It's perfect.
No, I've got like three monitors, one of which is like somewhere behind me, kind of. This one has World of Warcraft on it, and that one has IRC and all of the instant messaging clients on it.
What?
I said, fuck Dios.
Dios.
Let's just hang up on
him. I think we're going to hang up on you.
Peace.
You go out well.
Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee, bounce their shoes at the end of their feet, and we.